Blog Talk Radio.
Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon. Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in Grudge Inc. Grudgebook.
Saturday, February 9th, 2013, Mississippi, stand up as Grudge Inc. presents a pre-Mardi Gras explosion at the Mississippi Motorsports Park in Lena, Mississippi. Saturday, February 9th, come out and win some money. Okay, for the 6-0 class, first place $700, second place $300, and for the 7-0 class, first place $700, second place $300. Here's the grudge match. The Gadget versus Big Low Malibu.
DJ Grant, number one stoner, versus Timo, the bad boy.
Three Little Chi-Town versus Lil Red Riding Hood.
King Biz Mustang versus Leon 69 Camaro.
Bit Drag Camaro versus Mississippi Nightmare.
Don Mac, Most Wanted, versus Boosie Badass Mustang.
And Sylvester Red Hot versus the Gadget Nova. Who's gonna get the whooping?
It's all going down Saturday, February 9th, as Grudge Inc. presents a pre-Mardi Gras explosion at Mississippi Motorsports Park in Lena, Mississippi. On top of everything, Mississippi Motorsports Park is putting up $2,000 for the Big Tire Scamblers Race with the Racer $500 buy-in. One time for Reggie Rabbit, The Speeding Bullet, JC Fugitive, Tree Man, Roy James, and Mr. 5C. It's gonna be a big pot. It's over $5,000 for the Big Tire Gamblers Race. Come find out Saturday, February 9th, 2013, as Grudge Inc. presents a pre-Mardi Gras explosion at the Mississippi Motorsports Park in Lena, Mississippi. Come out and win some money. Who's gonna get the whipping? It's gonna be some action going on. And one time for Big Clock and Gadget, as Grudge Inc. presents a pre-Mardi Gras explosion at the Mississippi Motorsports Park in Lena, Mississippi, Saturday, February 9th. For more info, log on to grudgeinc.us.
Hello, everyone. You're here live with Lady A. If you desire to speak to our host, please press the 1 button, and I'll get you on as quickly as possible. Our host is going to be Mississippi Joe.
Hey, come on, take the ride. There's a party over there that ain't no job. It's live, live, it's all the way live. Don't even have to walk, don't even have to drive. It's live, live, slippity slide. Just forget about the troubles in your 9-to-5 and just sail on. That's what you do, just sail on. Now the dude's so fucking, hey, what do you think? What is it called? It's on the Lakeside Stank.
Well, all right, Joe, how are you?
Hey, baby, what's happening? What's good? What's good, lady? How you doing, baby?
Everything is good, and I'm doing fantabulous, darling. How about you?
Oh, baby, everything chicken but the bone, and that's chicken right on.
Well, that's wonderful.
Yeah, lady, well, we're going to get this thing started, you know, Mississippi Joe style. I'm Mississippi Joe. Welcome to another Grudge Inc. episode talk show. It's your host with the most, Mississippi Joe, coming at you live and in living color one more again, giving thanks to the big man up in the sky for keeping his hands on me, for keeping his hands on me, Lady A. Y'all know how Mississippi Joe get this thing started. He always gonna give thanks to the big man because without God, I wouldn't be nothing. On a serious note, without God, I would be nothing. So y'all come along with me and bow your heads for this prayer. Our Father, it's this little country boy coming to you once again, asking you that you keep hands on everybody in the grudge world and everybody in the world. We asking that you bless the sick and the shut in, and the lame and the sick and the poor. Lord, we ask that you continue to have mercy upon us and keep us in your presence with your grace and mercy. Father, I know I'm not worthy, but I want to thank you. I want to thank you for keeping your blessings up on me. And I want to bless and ask you that you continue to keep your hands upon all the fallen soldiers out there. And we ask that you continue to bless us in this dangerous sport that we're in. We ask, Lord, that you keep your hands upon us at all times. Because me, Lord, Mississippi Joe, I don't take this world or nothing for granted. But I'm going to enjoy it while I'm here, Lord. And Father, we ask that you continue to look up after us and bless everybody. And in your name, we pray, Father. Amen. All right, y'all. All right. We have to give thanks to the man who makes it possible. And that's Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He died for us all. Without him, we would be nothing. And I want the whole grudge world to realize that he's the one that makes it possible. Yeah, you think you something big, and you think you the reason, but deep down, you're really not. The Lord is head of all things, and he's Lord all by himself. Don't need no help. I just want to tell y'all that. Y'all know I take this segment of the show real serious because I'm a living testimony from what the Lord has brought me through. Not saying I'm a saint or anything like that because I'm work in progress. But I want to let the whole world know that he's working with me. And that's a good note anytime. Because no matter what you're going through, and no matter how rough it may seem to be, wouldn't you rather go through it with the Lord than without the Lord? Now, y'all ask yourself that. Whatever you're going through, wouldn't you want to go through it with the Lord than without him? Once again, y'all, I'm coming to you all sincere. And I would like for you all to I would like to challenge everybody that's listening to me on this radio, internet, wherever you may be. And I'm going to ask you and I'm going to challenge you to say this. When you get up in the morning or every day, just tell the Lord, thank you. There's a lot of people want to be where we at right now, but they're not fortunate enough to be here. They dead and gone on. So don't take it for granted and tell the Lord thank you. Because sometimes when you think that you're doing everything, it's really not you. It's a more high calling and a more powerful calling that's got his hands on you. A lot of people say love. Mississippi Joe said blessed. Just giving y'all something to think about and put some on y'all mind. And just don't take everything for granted and give the Lord the praise and the glory that he deserves. You know, a lot of times when you give God thanks, you don't have to holler it out. You can just say it in your mind. You know he knows what you're saying. I'm sincere about this, and I want y'all to know this, because one thing about this, I don't know what none of you all has been through in life. And another thing, y'all don't know what Mississippi Joe has been through in life. So I'm telling y'all, with God, all things are possible. He'll take that frown and turn it upside down to what it'll be a smile. He'll make your enemy your footstool. Tell me my God ain't good. Okay, you all, I'm going to go on, because I'll preach, because I feel pretty churchy every time I think about how good my God has been to me. He gives me something to shout about. Thank you, Lord. All right, I'm going to move right along before I get too carried away with that, because God is good, and he's in the blessing business. He can do all things but fail. All right. Boy, really felt that and really sincere about that. I am a living testimony, as I always say. You can't tell me what my God won't do. Oh, yes, he will. Oh, yes, he will. All right, I'm going to leave you. I'm going to leave you with that. Moving right along to Lady, how you doing today, baby?
I'm wonderful.
Lady, I keep you in my prayers. Do you know that, Lady?
I did not.
Yes, I do. I keep you in my prayers. I pray for everybody.
Well, that's a blessing.
Well, do you know that prayer changes things? Do you know that?
I do.
Okay. As long as you know that, me and you are on the same accord. But I'm trying to get away from that. I'm just so thankful how the Lord has changed and touched me in my lifelong journey. And I'm asking him and praying that he continue to do that. And so, you know, when you think about what you done been through in your family, you know, you get a little excited and a little happy. You understand what I'm saying, lady? You know anything about that?
Oh, yes, I do. I do.
So, you know, I'm trying to calm down a little bit because I am getting a little happy. I'm touched. It's a lot of things that I could share with the grudge world to let them know why I give the Lord his praise like that, but it would be too emotional and too touching, so it is a grudge talk show, but at the same time, I want to give the Lord his glory. You understand what I'm saying? Because without God, if you're doing something, I know y'all get tired of hearing this, but you can change the channel if you would like. I have no problem with you tuning in to somewhere else or going somewhere else, because on this show, I'm going to give God the praise. If you're doing something in life, and you don't have the Lord in it, it's going to be a failure. I want you to know that. I don't care what it is. Whatever you're doing in life, and you don't have the Lord in it, it's going to be a failure. Just think, y'all, we all getting ready to travel these highways in a couple of weeks and come from Detroit, Chicago, Texas, everywhere. Who do you think watches over us? Do you think it's your good driving? Yeah, I must admit it helps. You know, God gives us senses, common sense, and he wants us to use it. But do you think it's all you? I know it's a lot of you all out there has traveled up and down the highway and been, and has gotten to a period of time or a certain situation to where you got sleepy and don't even know and wonder how you made it? Are you still wondering how you made it? If you're still wondering how you made it, this little old country boy gonna tell you how you made it. I'm gonna tell you like the old folks say, it wasn't nothing but the law. All right, I say I'm gonna move on. And I am finna move on because I love the Lord. He heard my cry. And I'm not playing when it comes to that. All right, lady.
Yes, sir.
Do you have anybody that you would like to give any shouts out of? Would you like to say anything? And I just want to tell you, as always, I thank you. You're doing such a lovely and wonderful job, and you're my favorite.
Are you trying to prompt me to say something specifically?
No, I'm just telling you the truth. I'm going to tell you like my mama used to tell me when I was a little boy, when she used to get on me. I'm just telling you like it T-I-E-S.
Well, I am in a good mood, and I am ready to see what our topic is or what the discussion will be like tonight. That's all I have to say.
And, well, with that being said, did you enjoy last week's show, lady?
I did.
Because, lady, I'm coming to find out more and more that you're one of my biggest fans. Is that not right?
What are you're just now learning it? How is that possible?
Oh, my God, lady. Girl, you got me scratching my head and jiggling and moving and everything around here. But, girl, I got a good show for y'all tonight. So stay tuned. Don't go nowhere. I got such a good show, lady, that I'm going to recommend everybody who's listening to go get you some chocolate-covered peanuts and a slush or whatever your favorite beverage may be. It's going to get so good to you that you're going to turn them peanuts up. And you'll find yourself chewing your tongue if you don't watch it. It's going to get that good. I got a real good show in store for you all tonight. And I'm glad you all are here with this little country boy on Friday night. We're doing this thing Grudge Inc. style. And I'm going to be styling and profiling and doing it like I do. Mississippi Joe, y'all live. Coming to you live. You all, I want to thank you all because you could have been anywhere in the world this Friday night. You decided to tune into this little old country boy show. And Mississippi Joe, want to tell y'all thank you. Thank you. All right, we're moving right along, ladies and gentlemen. Moving right along, lady. We're going to get this thing jumping. What's good, everybody? What's good, Grudge World? Coming to you live. Ladies and gentlemen, we got upcoming events. Upcoming events. What's going on in the Grudge World? Also want to give a shout-out to the Don and the Chief who orchestrated and running all this thing and doing all these things. My Chief and Commander, Mr. Jay Barnes, shouts out to you for putting together such a lovely organization, and I'm proud to be a part of it. And thank you for allowing me to have this opportunity to do my thing for the Grudge Inc. family. And what's up to everybody out there? Grudge Inc., big props. Upcoming events, ladies and gentlemen, we got the Roy James MLK show, January 19th and 20th. Houston Motorsports Park, Houston, Texas. We got a lot of good racing going on at the Martin Luther King event out there in Texas, Houston, Texas. For you all who didn't know what the MLK stands for Martin Luther King. Martin Luther King race that Mr. Roy James out of Houston, Texas put on. Been told it's going to be a star-studded event. If you all not doing anything, take Mr. Roy James out and show him some love. Because that's one of the problems around here now. It ain't no love. We need love. So y'all show some love to Mr. Roy James. J. January 19th and 20th, ladies and gentlemen. Houston Motorsports Park. Be there or be nowhere. Now get it how you live. All right. January 26th, Leesville, Mississippi. King Scooby giving his benefit race. All the proceeds go to the school shooting in Connecticut, New Jersey. King Scooby, January 26th, Leesville. If I don't have the date right, somebody correct me, text me, and tell me I'm out of line, the date is wrong. I'm not human, I make mistakes. So if I stand to be corrected, somebody please could text me if I'm saying the wrong date, please. King Scooby, January 26th, Leesville, Mississippi. King Scooby is doing his benefit race. Y'all be there to check the king out. Now, when you see this king, all bow to the king, please. That's King Scooby, everybody. January 26th, Leesville, Mississippi. Be there or be nowhere. If you're not doing nothing, show him some love. We need love. All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we got Big Boom. Boomer on Wheels. Louisiana. I'm not going to say New Orleans. I'm going to say Louisiana because Louisiana is so big. You got Shreveport, Lake Charles, Baton Rouge, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So he's representing all of Louisiana. Y'all, it's going to be another star-studded event March the 9th. No problem, Raceway, New Orleans, Louisiana. Be there or be nowhere to check Boom out. Boom has already locked in numerous of races for his show, and it's going to be off the chain. As them young folks say, off the chisel. Off the chisel. All right, Boom. Boom, you're doing such a great job with Louisiana. They really standing up, and they love you. So, Boom, keep everything popping. And I want to let you know that I am jealous. I want to let you know that I am jealous. And for those of you who are waiting in the queue, I want to let you know it's going to be a little minute before I open up some mic. So y'all be patient with me. I got a lot of stuff I want to say before I get to the phone lines. But as you all know, I am coming to them phone lines because without you all, it wouldn't be no show. Without you all participation, the shows wouldn't be nothing. So just bear with me. I'm going to get a couple things out of the way, and y'all know I'm going to let y'all run wild. Y'all seem to like that. So after I get all my business out of the way, I'm going to let y'all run wild like y'all want to do. All I ask y'all, if you somewhere was noisy, mute your phones. That's all I ask. If you don't cooperate with me, it's going to be a bad deal. So, Boomer, big shout out to you. You're doing real good with Louisiana. They love you. They locking up. They racing. I'm just giving you your props, man. Keep up the good work. Ladies and gentlemen, that's March the 9th, New Orleans Raceway. No problem, Raceway, Louisiana. New Orleans, Louisiana. No problem, Raceway. March the 9th, the invasion of Louisiana. Hey, as the man on Soul Train used to say, John Carnegie, it's going to be a stone blast. Yeah, that's right. I said it. Mississippi Joe said it. It's going to be a stone blast. Be there. March the 9th, Grudge Inc. style, baby. Grudge Inc. and Boomer on Wheels has put this thing together. The invasion of Louisiana. Boomer, I got news for you. Us Mississippi boys coming down there and going to take over. Yeah, I'm talking for Mississippi because I'm proud of Mississippi. We getting our junk together and we standing up and we as one. It don't matter how fast we are, how slow we are. We all putting in work. And that's, I just want to give everybody in Mississippi big props. Look like we're leaving the jealousy alone in Mississippi and we putting in work. Everybody know, whether you like me or not, when I first brought the Gangsta Boo to the East Coast and put the whole Grudge game on lock, I always said Mississippi stand up. I always carried the whole Mississippi on my back. Never forgotten about not one time. And if anybody out there say I didn't do this, hit the one button later on and tell me about myself. Just because it's my show don't mean you can't tell me about myself or put me in check. Because sometimes I need it. It humbles me. Because I am an Apple male with the capital letter A. Please believe me. So I'm letting y'all know in Mississippi, I like what you all are doing. Look like we leaving this jealousy shit and kicking it to the side and we putting in work. And that's the way it should be, no matter how fast or how slow, we putting in work. Look like 2013, everybody in Mississippi is going to come together and race. And that's what it's about, y'all. Big props to Grudge Inc. for putting us together like this, where everybody's voice in every state can be heard. Not just no celebrity person, everybody's voice can be heard. Thanks to Grudge Inc. You can say what you will, or you can say what you may, but Grudge Inc., y'all outdid y'allself. Y'all really outdid y'allself. All right. Big props to Mississippi. All right, February 10th, Hattiesburg, Mississippi, at the La Quinta Inn, right off 49, Grudge Inc. has brought to you, ladies and gentlemen, Grudge Inc. Banquet, right here in Mississippi. Grudge Inc. has been thoughtful and considerate and concerned about the fellow racers that are from Texas and everywhere else that want to contribute to the banquet. So we have brought the banquet to Mississippi, where it'll be center point, where everybody in Texas, Louisiana, no matter where you at, can be there. Right here in my little old country town, Mississippi, Hattiesburg, Mississippi, February the 10th, at 8 o'clock at the La Quinta Inn, right off 49 in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. It's going to be a black suit event. Formal event. Black suit. Formal event. No jeans and all that, ladies. But we understand it. You know, we're not going to be mean enough to kick you out if you don't have nothing else to wear. We're very thoughtful. But we're asking that you be considerate also. If you have a black suit, please bring the proper attire. I'm going to ask you that respectfully, and that's all I could do. And it's $40 per person. If you bring in you and a friend, it's going to be $80. If you want to bring somebody else, tack on another $40. If you want to bring somebody else, tack on another $40. Now, I can't count that high. That's why I just say tack on another $40. So I hope y'all get the picture, okay? And that's February the 10th. Hattiesburg, Mississippi, at the La Quinta Inn, Grudge Inc. Banquet. We'll be in Mississippi at the La Quinta Inn in Hattiesburg, Mississippi at 8 o'clock. Formal attire, black suit affair. $40 per person. Now, we're asking that you send your $40 in. All the governors will know what you need to do to get your money in and how you need to do it, so it will be addressed. Matter of fact, I may get Mr. Dadon himself, Jay Barnes, on the show before the night is over with, so he can talk a little bit about it and fill you all in on where to send the money. Or maybe I may get a fellow governor on the show to talk about it and let you all know where to send the $40, what's the deadline. The deadline is next Friday, I believe. If I can stand to be corrected, then I will be before the show is out. You also stay tuned, okay? Also, we got Grudge Inc., Big Cart, and Gadget, the pre-Mardi Gras explosion. And Lena, Mississippi, Mississippi Motorsports Park, Lena, Mississippi, February the 9th, 2013. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's going to be a star-studded event. The who's who and Grudge Racing will be there. The baddest of the bad. The best of the best. All the ones who try to walk it like they talk it. We'll be in the house February the 9th, Lena, Mississippi. You don't want to miss it, folks. Like an old man told me one time. He said, son, I'm simply just trying to tell you the truth. And that's what I'm doing to you all. I'm simply trying to tell you the truth. Lena, Mississippi, folks. I don't have to go any further. This is a race among races. This is a show amongst shows. There's no show that can compare to this one. As of now, this is the best show of 2013. If life lasts and death pass and the creek don't rise, you need to be in Lena, Mississippi if you love drag racing. Or Grudge Racing. You need to be in Lena, Mississippi, baby. This is what's going down, baby. All y'all boys done talked the talk the whole 2 or 3 months. Now we gonna see who gonna walk the walk. We're going to see who really get it like they live, get it how you live, get it how you feel, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't want to miss Lena, Mississippi. I can talk about this show all night and all day. That's how big this event is. I can use this show for a topic. Every night on my show, every Friday on my show, until the show if I wanted to. That's how big this thing is. As long as this event is going on in Lena, Mississippi, I will always have something to talk about on my show on Friday nights. Because that's how big this event is. And that's how good this event is going to be. We just asking the big man to hold off with the rain. And we're asking the Lord that he keep his hands on us so we can live and be there to see this star-studded event. I'm telling all the ladies that's listening, if you love money and you like men and you want to look at some eye candy, you need to be in Lena, Mississippi, because that's where all the men going to be February 9th. So if it's a lady on the show, you need to pass the word. Some you're going to like, some you're going to run from, but they will be in Lena, Mississippi. All the men, all the races. Ladies and gentlemen, Lil Tony and 007 has locked up. Another race have been locked up for Lena, Mississippi, February the 9th. Now, I'm not going to even lie to you all. It's so many races locked up. I'm not going to even try to tell you all the races. Because as the weeks go by, more and more, Tony Baldwin are locked up with white trash, et cetera, et cetera. So many locked up races going on with Lena, Mississippi. Lord have mercy! I can't wait. Like an old preacher said, I just can't help myself. Lena, Mississippi, ladies and gentlemen, February the 9th, star-studded event, a lot of action, a lot of stuff going down. Lena, Mississippi, you don't want to be there. I'm not going to even continue to carry on because everybody knows that I'm not lying. Everybody who's somebody and been listening to these shows for months and months, y'all know that Lena, Mississippi is the place to be. I'm not going to talk about it long. be there or be nowhere. I just wanted to inform you all that Lil Red Riding Hood, 007, has locked up with the Bad Boys Detroit Mission, Lil Tony and the Bumblebee. So many locked up races, ladies and gentlemen. Action packed. Be there. If you got vacation days, you need to take them. If you love racing and grudge racing, this is where you need to be. If you got problems at home, you need to make it good so you can get away. I'm telling you. All right. That being said, ladies and gentlemen, Lena, Mississippi, y'all know the way. And if you don't know the way, you know how to get in touch with somebody to get there. Lena, Mississippi, going to be a star-studded event and an action-packed event. And, folks, I guarantee you won't regret it if you be there. All right, word on the street. Word on the street, W.T. Keys with Katrina is looking for action for Lena, Mississippi, February 9th. Word on the street, Donye is looking for action, February 9th, Lena, Mississippi. Word on the street, Giant Racing. Giant Racing from Lexington, Mississippi, going to be in there looking for action. And the boys, all of them, Giant Racing, I don't want to leave nobody out. Word on the street, Sylvester, Red Hot, looking for action. Going down on it. Dunn Mac, Most Wanted out of Mississippi. Everybody, New Orleans coming in there like they done lost everything, like Katrina done blew them in Lynn. That's how strong they coming in there. It's going to be, oh, my God, word on the street, word on the street. And if you ain't, nowhere. Word on the street, the Mississippi Mafia is coming, 213, strong and very powerful. Word on the street, N2 Deep Racing Click out of Natchez, Mississippi, coming strong. Word on the street, Quick Racing is coming out of Port Gibson, Mississippi. Word on the street, Don Mack gonna put on so strong until you ain't gonna know what's happening. It's a storm going with the Most Wanted crew. He got a lot of things to prove and a lot of booty to get for the 213 year. So look for him, Don Mack, y'all. Also, word on the street is King Biz is coming to Lena and going to lose his mind. Also, there have been a lot of questions about King Scooby. Is he the real deal or is he a play pretty, et cetera, et cetera. Well, I want to let y'all know that I can tell y'all the truth right now. I'm going to say it. King Scooby is the real deal. Life, land, death, pass. King Scooby going to show y'all that he the real king in Lena, Mississippi. I know what I'm talking about. That machine they got with them 28s on it, they coming for business. Please believe me. Please believe me. All right. And I want to let y'all know that 2013 year, I'm wishing for a lot of action, less talking and more racing, because I'm a fan first and foremost. All right. I'm finna go to the phone lines real quick and hear from my callers. And my topic tonight is, what race are you really anticipating on seeing in Lena, Mississippi, February 9th, 2013? Or the most race that you anticipate on seeing in 2013? Either way. Just in case you don't want to say nothing about Lena, Mississippi, the most anticipated race, I give you a way out. Just say something about the one that you're anticipating on seeing this year, period. Hey, let's go to the phone lines, baby.
All right, Key, your mic is open.
Good evening, Grudge World. Mississippi Joe and Lady A, how y'all doing?
Very well. How are you?
All right.
What's up,
nothing
folks?
Much, Joe. How you feeling? All right.
You doing all right?
I'm doing pretty good, Joe. And you?
I'm blessed and highly favored, man.
All right. Yeah, the race I want to see is Drag giving Mississippi Nightmare the back tire, man.
Oh, another good one, kid. You've been paying attention to these shows. That's what I like. I like to see if people really own the show, just own them, or are they paying attention. See, kid, by you saying that, we can tell that you're not just on the show, you're paying attention and you're listening. Is that not right?
You got that right. And by me being a big drag friend of his and Leroy, you know, we're coming down there with the most of it.
Okay, then. That is a very highly anticipated race. And I think, boy, you done said a shell shocker right there with that one. I think a lot of people are anticipating on seeing that one. You can believe that now.
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt.
Well, kid, is there anything else you would like to say before I move right along now?
No, that's it, Joe. I'm going to sit back and I'm going to be on mute, Joe.
Hey, man, thanks for tuning in to this little country boy show.
All right,
next call, lady.
King Kong, your mic is open.
Hey, how you doing, Joe?
Rolling. What's happening, Bo?
What up, man?
Props to you, man. Props to you. What you got? What race are you anticipating on seeing either in 213 or either at Big Clark's race in Grudge Inc. February 9th? Talk to me, Roland.
Well, you know, my partner got a big race lined up, man, and I got to ride with him no matter how the odds seem. I got to go with Gadget and Big Low, man. I got to see my partner Gadget get down, so I think that's going to be a good race.
Okay. Anything else you
want to
say, King Kong?
Yeah, man, I was sitting there thinking about you today, man. You remember we used to run on the streets when you had that photo car?
Yeah, when everybody was scared of that big song gun?
Yes, sir.
Was it bad? Was that big box grocery get our head? Was it bad, folks?
Hey, man, I don't know what you did with that tape I gave you that day when it towed the tire, man. That was a nice ride. I don't see much of that no more, you know.
Yeah, it was a good old day, but, you know, right now, you know, I got to get off that street thing because we don't push racing on the streets here on Grudge Inc. Show. So I got to keep it moving from that. You know what I mean, Roland?
Oh, yeah.
But, Roland, thanks, man. Listen. I want to let you know, you guys out there in Brookhaven, Mississippi, and the surrounding areas, if y'all put in work 213, it will not go unnoticed as long as I got a show, because I'm going to talk about you. And my eyes are on all y'all guys. You know, if I can't get the word, there's somebody there that's going to give me the word. So let's see y'all put in work. Let's put all this jealousy shit behind us, and let's race. You know what I mean?
Oh, yes, sir. I got a few surprises coming out.
Okay, then. Well, King Kong and Roland, I'm going to be looking for you this year now. You know, now don't you get mad with me when I be the first one to say you ain't doing shit now.
Oh, that's what you're supposed to do.
Okay.
You're supposed to say that.
I just want to know. It ain't no hard feelings. You know, I love my Mississippi. I've been repping Mississippi to the fullest ever since I've been in this game. And I don't think I've let none of the Mississippians down, regardless of what they say. Would you agree with that, Roland?
I agree with 100%.
Okay, Roland. I want to hear some good things about you. You bring in action, okay, partner?
All right, buddy.
All right, Roland. Moving right along,
you.
Lady.
Big Will, your mic is open.
Chill,
Will.
Hey, everybody. Hey, Miss Audrey, how are you, sweetie?
I'm well. How are you?
Okay. Joe, what's going on, partner?
Hey, man, it's all good. Tell me about this thing, Bo. You got it?
Man, it's a lot of races going down, but I had to go with kids. you know, I already locked in on a drag and a Mississippi Nightmare, so that's the race I got to see.
Well, Will, you special, so I'm going to let you name two. Tell me another one you want to see that you anticipating on seeing February 9th. You special.
Well, there you go. I want to see Chemo. Chemo is he's supposed to be ready. And Leon and Dean is supposed to be getting down. Man, there's some racing going on.
I know, man. I know. That's why I got off of it, because I can make a topic out of that February 9th show until the show comes, man. It's so much shit going on, man. I'm going to always have something to talk about until February 9th on my show. Would you
yeah,
agree
you're right.
Here, Will?
You're right. Hey, I want to see what I'm participating on is seeing the return of the Gangsta Boot.
Well, all I can say, just get ready. It's going to be something to see, too, wherever we debut it at. Now, you remember I told you this to you, Will.
I know it.
It's
going to
be something
to
see. That's all. I'm going to leave it like that.
All righty. I'm
my
on
brother,
you, buddy.
My brother told me we was talking last night, Chill Will, and he said, yo, you think people would just forget about us and act like we just fell off the earth? I said, no, Travis, they ain't going to let me as long as I got this talk show.
Right.
They not going to let me. I said, I got to tell them something. Even if it's a lie, I got to tell them something. But I'm not lying, Chill Will. I just told you how I talked to him. So what I'm telling you all, that it remains to be seen who's going to be the best on 29W with no Willibars this year. That's all I'm going to say. Chill, Will. It really won't be long, though, Chill, Will. I promise you that.
All right, buddy.
If I lie to you, come back on my own show and tell me about myself, okay?
You got it, partner.
Okay, Chill, Will. Thanks, man. All right, ladies, moving right along.
Caller 504-5048. Your mic is open.
Hello?
Caller 504-5048. Your mic is open.
Hello?
Okay.
Are they on, lady?
Maybe not. We'll move and come back to them later. Boomer, your mic is open.
What do you say, Big Joe and Miss Maylene?
Hi.
Boom. How you doing, Bo? What's happening? Tell me about this thing.
I'm doing fine, man. I'm sitting here listening, enjoying your show, man, like I always do every Friday evening, man, calling in, supporting the Grudge Inc. family, man. I want to correct you on that banquet thing, man. It's not a correction, okay? But I do want the Grudge Inc. family and listeners to understand who's going to be spinning records in the house. They're going to have DJ Boom in the house.
A lot of these guys
never heard me spin, Big Joe, but
well,
it's going
right
down
now,
at the bank.
You're for a treat. You're one of the baddest of the bad.
Yes, sir. Gadget made a statement last night. Damn, Boom got all kind of hubs. Yeah, I mean that's where I live. That's how I eat over here. You know what I'm saying? I'm a kind of healthy fella. I got to have a big meal. But with that being said, Joe, I appreciate you for giving Louisiana the props that you have given it. I do want a lot of these guys that's listening to understand, Joe, that it didn't start with Boomer Wills, man. It started with these old legends over here in Louisiana. And, Joe, I'm going to say a couple of names, and you're going to amen the things I'm finna say. Man, I have some legends over here. You know, just like Big Drag is a legend and the things that he have done in the past and the racing game and the history that he has with himself. Man, dude, I have some legends over here. And I came to a conclusion.
Can I say one of them, Boom? Can I interrupt you and just say one of them, and then I'm going to be quiet?
Okay, go ahead.
Big Nuff.
Okay. Okay, we're gonna go further back than that. What about Tricky Dick? What about Mailman? You understand me? All the old, you know what I'm saying, all the old cats like that there. See, now those are the guys, you see what I'm saying, Mr. Donald with the Giant Killer. These guys been doing this here for years, man. John Killer been running the low sevens since the early 80s, man, with that blown drag that he got. I mean, Louisiana ain't just start doing this, and that's why I tell y'all, Mississippi guys, I heard the comment you made earlier, Joe, it's not going to be easy. And if everybody listens, like, now, just like what's the name came on my show, Sylvester, he heard all these guys, they were jugging at each other and all this stuff. That's the way they are. They jugging at each other. Because once we get through jugging at them invaders, they ain't going to want to do nothing. They're going to have to run each other. I just had cousins to lock in with each other on my show this past Wednesday. So, I mean, they bar none over here. They bar none. And I promise you, before all that cousin and self-infliction start, they're going to have a business with the invaders first.
I got to interrupt you. You know why they doing all that booming and why all that riff-raff going on and this and that in Louisiana? Let me tell you something, man. I can't hold it no longer. It's just like fire shut up in my bones. Whatever in you, going to come at you. So it's time for me to let it go, Boom. I've been holding it long enough. You done brought it out, man, so I'm going to go with it, Boom.
All right.
Boom. What y'all doing down there is just lollygagging. Remember I told you that now. You remember that word? Y'all lollygagging.
Oh, yeah.
Boomer, March the 9th, you ain't never had a real gangster to come to New Orleans and invade it. Well, I'm going to tell you, Boomer, you got a real gangster coming March the 9th. You just remember that. And I'm going to leave that with you, and that's all I'm going to say. You got a real gangster coming March the 9th. And I'm through with that. Boom, well, yeah, I ain't scared y'all there, did I?
No. My phone had muted out by mistake. Go ahead again.
You got a real gangster coming March the 9th. You just remember that.
Okay.
All right, I promise you. Go ahead.
For every gangster you got to bring, we got four for that.
Okay. All right.
I'm gonna say it again. And for my show, we're gonna do a rematch. Get what I'm gonna do tonight. I'm calling out Don Mac with his white truck. Come how you come. I got a Haterwalk Camaro sitting just like you. Let's get it on. Let's lock it in. So Don Mac, if you listen. Boomer Wheels, 300 pounds, and an 801 Camaro. Let's get it. So, with that being said, y'all need to get Don Mac on that line, and I'm gonna lock his ass in tonight. He fucking my little stock ass truck, but get what? That truck ain't nowhere in the clan, but get what? For February tonight, and a rematch, March tonight, I'm gonna lock his ass in February tonight. Let him get on the show.
Well, hey, we definitely going to do it. When I get through with the topic, we're going to open the mics, and we're going to lock in and everything else.
I got one special guest that
I got to get out the way. But if Don Mac, if you on here, make sure you hit the one button, because you have been called out.
This is the reason I want to see. I want to see me and Don Mac balls to the wall February the 9th. And if I knock him off, if he knocks me off, a rematch March the 9th. And I'm through, Joe.
Okay, well, Don Mac, hit the one button because I'm coming down the line. Next caller, lady.
Dolomite, your mic is open.
What's up, everybody? Good evening. What up, Mississippi Joe? Lady A, how are you this evening?
Hello.
Dola, how you doing, Big Boss, with the hot sauce?
Yeah, I wish I had a little hot sauce and I was a boss. Then I'd be straight up sitting talk on my head.
That's why when I called you yesterday, you were asleep all day. You don't need no more of that, Dola.
Yeah, I feel a lot better today. There ain't no doubt about that, my brother. Appreciate your concern. To talk a little bit about your topic, I mean, I'm anticipating all the races, really, but I just really want to see drag run the nightmare.
Everybody's saying that, don't
that's going to be one hell of a race by itself. There's going to be several of them that night. So, I mean, everybody needs to strap it up because, boy, it's going to be a barn burner. So that's one of the races I want to see. I want to see Big Drag, new car. And we already know the Mississippi Nightmare is tried and proven.
Right.
So that's going to be one hell of a race here. A new car. Give a car like the Nightmare back tire and got to go get it. So that's going to be worth this price of admission all by itself. No doubt about that. But I'm just calling in my brother.
Wait, I want to ask you something before you go. So you would agree with me. If you ain't in Lena, Mississippi, no February 9th, you ain't nowhere, huh?
Oh, ain't no doubt about that. If you ain't in Mississippi February the 9th, you ain't nowhere.
I'm going to be honest. I done had a lot of people calling me, asking me what Dola going to be in the house. Will you make the announcement right now live on this whole country boy show, Dola?
Oh, ain't no ifs, ands, and buts. Lord willing, and I wake up, creek don't rise, as you say, and God wake me up, give me breath. I'm going to be in Lena, Mississippi on the 9th. No ifs, ands, and buts about it. As long as the Lord say so, I'll be there.
Okay, y'all heard it. Right here, Dola, right here live. Dola might lie. Say he will be in the house, and he will have that camera. So all y'all who've been talking the talk, if you don't walk it, Dola might be glad to get you on that film and Grudge Patrol and call you a play pretty. Be looking for Dola,
y'all. We're gonna see who will play pretty, and we're going to see who the real McCoy, no doubt about that, because the camera don't lie. Our lips can say a bunch of things, but pictures are worth a thousand words, especially when they're moving. But we're going to see. We're going to get all the action, man, and can't wait to see all the fellas, man. And when you see me, come introduce yourself to me if I don't know you, because I'm looking to meet all the fellas that I've been talking to that I might not know, and a whole bunch of them that I will know. So I can't wait, man. I'm really looking forward to it. I took vacation time for this, so it's definitely something that's on my calendar, and can't wait to get there. Lady A, you coming?
I am.
Yeah, there it is right there. I got some video of you and Mississippi Joe, when y'all first met, I was looking at it last night, man. It cracked the hell up.
Really?
I might put it up because it's unseen footage that y'all ain't seen yet that might even make put a laugh on y'all face. So,
we'll do that.
It's pretty good. Let me tell you, lady. Joe was playing to the camera, and you were playing to the camera, too. I even caught your... Well, I ain't going to say that. But I might put up the video, because it's kind of funny, and it's good. It's all good, too.
Okay, we'll do that.
Joe, you don't know nothing about this. You don't know I got it, but I got it, boy. I told you the camera lips to say a whole lot of things, but the movie pictures tell the truth, baby.
Yeah, no, they do, man. They do, And the thing about it, I can't hide from the camera. That's the only bad thing about it. I can't hide.
No, I have to put the damn camera on 16.9 when you come around. You take too much of the damn frame. But we got you in there.
But Dola, before I move right along, is there anything else you want to say?
Well, I'd like to say this to everybody and everybody listening. May God bless this show. May everybody be safe. Get there and get back. In the name of Jesus, put the blood on this race that it be one successful event. So that's what I wanted to say, and we're going to end it all. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well said. Well said. You see, ladies and gentlemen, I love people like Dolomite on my show, because he speaks in volume and he speaks with wisdom. I'm just so thankful that he allows me to be around a guy such as his character. Glad to have you as a friend, though. Sincerely, love you, Calvin.
Appreciate it, man. Love you, too. Appreciate you saying that, Joe. Means a lot, right. No doubt. I'm going to go back on mute, and I'm going to sit back and listen to the show and enjoy it. I'll be here if you need me, my brother.
All right. Thank you, Dola, for your support. Moving right along, Lady A. That was Dolemite, everybody. He's approachable. When you see him, make sure you run up to him and talk to him. He'd be glad to accommodate you and help you in any way he can.
Leon, your mic is open.
How you doing, Lady A?
I'm well. How are you?
Pretty good. We got some weather up here. Good weather.
Not better than here.
Hey, 55 beats 10 degrees.
Oh, wow. That is good.
Hold on. Everybody be quiet. I got to introduce this fella. He my main man. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Leakin' Leon from Chicago, Illinois. What's going on, Leakin' Leon?
Hey, Joe, you got to get it right. Say Chicago, just say Indiana, Chicago.
Okay, well, you represent Chicago, though, so that's why
yeah.
I say that. Yeah.
How we doing?
Man, I'm blessed. I want to know what race are you anticipating on seeing February the 9th? And then if you can't answer that, I'm going to let you get out of it by answering, by telling me the one that you're anticipating on seeing in the 2013 year. Go ahead. You got the flow.
2013 year? I really can't wait to see Dragon Big Clock. I got to open my hands up to it because that's a race I got to see.
Ooh, February 9th. Oh, man. Boy,
that's the race
that.
I got to see, but the race I got to take care of my business. I love him like a brother. We're going to be friends to the end. There's got to be a W down there. I'm going at King Biz, and we got to do the do.
Oh, my Lord. You going at the King? Hold on, Leon. I got to ask you. Are you sick?
No, I think I ain't got no sense. I ain't got no sense, and this old Camaro got all the brains in the world.
Well, I'm just letting you know now, Leon. Would I be lying if I said you going at the King is a tall order?
Yeah. No, you wouldn't be lying.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to know. That's a tall order now, Leakin' Leon. You know that, right?
Hey, you know that really brings it back as a Chevy versus Ford, so that goes back to Detroit.
Hey, man, it remains to be seen. All I'm saying is I can't wait to February 9th, Leon, and it's going to be a star-studded event. The who's a who is going to be there, man. This damn show is going to be off the... God, no. I get excited, man. What about you, Leakin' Leon?
Hey, Joe, be honest, I can't wait, man. I done put my vacation in. I done took a whole week off of work. I got okay to go. And me and this old Camaro is cocked and loaded on up in the garage doing push-ups.
I like that, Leakin' Leon. Man, I want to thank you for hitting that one button and sharing with us your thoughts. Okay, partner?
All right, y'all, take care. I'm going to go back on mute.
You got that, bud, partner. Moving right along, lady.
Caller 773-4015. Your mic is open.
Hey, this is Preacher Boy. How y'all doing today?
Hello.
Preacher Boy, what's happening, both?
Not much, man. Just calling, checking in on everybody. The race
we
I want to see. The race I want to see is 7-Up. I really want to see how 7-Up going to look on it.
I forgot about that one. That one is locked up also. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry. I told y'all there were so many races locked up that I couldn't remember them all, and y'all see that I'm not lying. Well, Preacher Boy, that is going to be a real exciting race right there also. And I can't wait to see all of them either. Boy, that February 9th grudging Big Clock thing is going to be off the chain, man. Would you say so, Preacher Boy?
Would you say?
It's going to be off the chain February 9th. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I agree, because that's the name of my race team, off the chain racing. So it can't be nothing better than that.
Okay, then, Preacher Boy. Is there anything else you would like to say before I move right along?
Yeah, I was wanting everybody to know, about a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about getting sponsorships. So I went out to see if I could get a little sponsorship, and I got a little bit. I got VSN of glass, the law of the glass. So they're looking out for me. For they're going to be my sponsor.
Okay, well, that's good, man. So we'll see you February 9th. Is that right?
Yeah, you should be.
Okay, then. Well, we'll see you there, Preacher Boy, and we're glad to have you. Okay, Captain?
All right.
All right. Moving right along, lady.
Okay, calling 662-7304. Your mic is open. Caller 662-7304. Your mic is open.
What's up, Mr. Joe?
Hey, who is?
It's AKA Eyes.
What's going on, partner? How you doing?
All right, we talked to you today, remember? Me and Mustang Walker.
Okay, yeah. Well, just stick around, and we're going to get Mustang Walker on the line in a few minutes, as soon as I go down the roll call, okay, partner?
Mustang Walker's on my line right now.
Okay, and lady, would you remember this number? Because as soon as we get through going down the road, we're going to come back to this number and let them share something with the Grudge World, okay?
Okay.
All right. All right, we'll come right back to you all once we go down the list, okay, partner?
10-4.
All right. All right. Go ahead, lady.
Call 804-7307. Your mic is open.
Hello. Hey, this is Cal up here from Virginia. And a race I like to see this year, actually, I can't wait to come down there to the Mississippi race. But my question is, one question
hold
I got
on, hold
this.
Hold on, sir. I don't mean to be rude. But would you talk a little slower and let everybody know where you're calling from once again, sir?
I'm calling from Virginia, Petersburg, Virginia.
Okay.
Right. And I'm planning on coming down to the Mississippi race. Y'all got February 9th. I got in-laws down that way. I'm trying to find out what is that track near, what county is that track near, because my in-laws are from Hattiesburg.
It's near Carthage, Mississippi.
All right, what's that name again?
Carthage.
Okay.
It's near Carthage. I gave out the address last week. I tell you what, are you going to be on throughout the whole show, sir?
Yeah.
What I'm going to do, I'm going to announce the address to the Lena Motorsports Park once again before the end of the show. So just have your pen and piece of paper nearby so you can jot it down. Okay, partner?
Okay, because like I said, we're going to try to pool our sources. We're going to try to, carpool, come on down and see what's going on, see what y'all up to.
You won't regret it, man. Is there any race that you anticipating on seeing February 9th?
Basically, I like to see all of y'all, because y'all, Big Country from up this way, up Lynchburg way, he introduced me to the Grudge World, and he's big fast. Every day, I'm a mobile mechanic, and most days, he'll have Snipe on my phone to anybody that he knows in racing. I mean, he knows them all, and I've spoken to them all. He's introduced me to them all, so I want to come down there. I got some time off, and I want to come down there and see want to come down that way and see my people and see what y'all up to. Here's a race I would like to see this year. Lil Mo and Michael Mott. Who is the baddest back there on the East Coast?
I would love to see that too.
And I got a Virginia race to see who the baddest in Virginia.
I don't know if you've noticed or not, but Grudge Inc. will be coming to Virginia this year.
I hope y'all come to the Virginia Motorsport. I hope it'll be the Virginia Motorsport Park.
Well, it's we definitely coming.
Okay.
So you can look for us.
I'm right down the road. I'm 9 miles down the road.
Okay, sir. I got the address for you to Lena, Mississippi. Do you have a pen and piece of paper?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Mississippi Motorsports Park. Mississippi Motorsports Park.
Okay.
624.
624.
Let me say it again. 624.
Okay.
Highway 487.
Highway
487.
Okay.
West Lena, Mississippi. West Lena, Mississippi.
Okay.
39094. 39094.
Okay.
Once again, 39094.
Okay.
All right, now I'm gonna repeat it once again, all over from the start.
Okay.
Mississippi Motorsports Park, 624, Highway 487, West Lena, Mississippi, 39094. Lena is spelled L-E-N-A.
Okay.
Now, do you have it, sir?
Yep, I got it.
Okay, man. And, thanks for tuning in to the show, man. We're glad to have people all the way from Virginia listening to the Grudge Inc. Talk Show, man. We appreciate y'all, all right?
All right, thank you, man.
All right, man, have a good one. Moving
okay.
Right along, lady.
Hey, good afternoon.
Mr. Bobby Wildchild, ladies and gentlemen. What's happening, Bo?
Not much there. I hadn't heard from you in a while there. I've been just sitting back and listening to the show. And you, what one of your questions was, say you want the most race that you want to see?
Yes, sir.
I want to say Happy New Year's to everybody and hope everybody have a blessed and a possible 2013 year. But one of the most races I want to see Pro Starcho and Dolomite run from the starting line to the 330 line and try to take everybody through you. That's what I want to see.
Because
Pro Starcho be by out of breath and Dolomite glasses getting fogged up. He can't see where he's going.
Okay, Bobby.
Bobby,
is there anything else you
want to
say, though?
No, just like I said, you know, like I said, I just want to let people know that U.S. 19 Dragway, we're going to be, we did get a big sponsorship, so we did get Budweiser for one of our big sponsors, so for the 2013 year, we're still working out the paperwork, so.
Mm-hmm.
Hoping that we can do some big and better thing at U.S. 19 Dragway. Well, we're going to be doing, like I said, a lot of heads-up stuff, mostly like shootouts. So we will be doing some grudge, you know, some G-body, small block, stock suspension, and 470, and, you know, a whole bunch of brackets because we are a NHRA-sanctioned track. So we're going to be doing a lot of other stuff and some improvement on the track, so. Like I said, I hope everybody have a good 2013. I don't know where I'm going to be at right now because we got a lot of stuff, paperwork going on and trying to, you know, but I mean, working 5 days a week, so a lot of time I have to do a lot of this stuff on the weekend. But anyway, I hope everybody have a good season this year, Joe, and hope that I can bump head with you somewhere down the line for the 2013 season over with.
You know we will.
And like I said, I hope everybody bless everybody. I hope everybody have a blessed year. And just always remember, put God first, and he will give you the desire of your heart. Thank you, sir. Go on mute.
I'd like to say once again, I'm also blessed to sometime be in the presence of such a good brother like Mr. Bobby Wildchild. Anybody who believes in the Lord and always put God first is showing up a good friend of mine. And such a caring brother. Mr. Bobby Wildchild, I thank you for being a friend to this little old country boy, and I appreciate you. You all are some great guys. All right, we're moving right along, lady.
Caller 601-3297. Your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on, Joe?
Hey, what's happening? Who this?
It's Sylvester, man.
Okay, I didn't hear it. But Red Hot, what's going on, Bo?
I don't know it, man. I don't know it. Trying to finish up on the day, man. I just
yeah.
sat here listening while we're doing my paperwork. And just want to speak to you, Joe.
Good, but you know I can't let you leave that easy. I wish I could, but you know I just ain't going to do right now. I'm a Sylvester.
There you go. Go ahead with it, man.
What? Now, Sylvester, I know you are a racer, but I also know that you are a fan, too. What race are you really anticipating seeing February the 9th or either the 2013 year? Either one.
Yeah, the most anticipated thing for me, Joe, is going to be a little different. It's going to be a little different, but to see if I can change myself, Joe, and be a lot more calm in 2013 than I was in these past years.
Right.
And I just want to be a better man and have more fun with racing, man, and try to stay out of the hype crowd. I ain't got it worked out yet, but I'm working on it. So
but you like me, Sylvester. We both are working in progress. Would you agree?
There you go. But now
yeah.
if y'all see me get hyped, just say, there you go. You done slipped down. And I try to grab a grip and get it back together. But I'm going to try my best, man, just to, when I race people, I'm going to race and have a little fun. And I do know that's part of the fun in racing, getting hyped sometimes.
Yeah,
but
it is, Sylvester.
I'm going to just try to tone mine down a little bit. So if y'all see it look like I ain't really in it, don't take it that I ain't in it. Just take it that he's working on himself.
Right.
But when I get to
right.
the track, I promise you, I'm going to try to have a different approach. I'm going to walk around in 2013. You remember I told you this, Joe. 2013,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to draw on a lot of summer guns. Y'all thought I ain't had no business racing.
Oh, no, I already know this. And then, like I told everybody about you, Ray, I know you personally. These people are sticking their chests out on the shows and this and that, and you just sitting back listening. You coming to see some of them. I already done told them. They can be ready.
Yeah.
They
well,
can be ready.
It ain't no secret. And me and Clark, pretty good. We were talking the other day. But I don't tell it because ain't no secret. It ain't a lot of secrets in racing. And
no.
I know you're going to say I'm crazy or he in that on that hole drinking. But I ain't had no drink today. Me and Clark laughing and talking, and you can ask him yourself. I told Clark I want to run him. Now, we didn't get it worked out, but I did tell him I want to run him. But you watch, 2013, you watch and see. I'm going to set red side him, if you know, if everything work out between him and I, and I'm going to run him head up.
I believe you.
Yeah.
I know how you love the game, and I also know what type of competitive person that you are. So I believe
yeah. I don't worry about no loss. I don't worry about no loss. Me and you both know I ain't have no business out there with WT, but I just love the race, and sometimes it work out, man.
Right. It's called
yeah.
putting on, ain't it, Sylvester?
There you go. I promised the guys that called me through the week that I was going to race that man. And when we got there, I did what I told.
Okay,
and I'm,
well,
telling,
you know,
I'm telling you on your show,
right.
January the 11th, 2013, I'm going to tap you on your shoulder when I get ready to do it and let you know. But now that's just the beginning of it, Joe. It's going to be a lot of them. I'm going to ask to race. It ain't because I got nothing against them. I just love to race.
Hey, man, that's the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
If you were listening to me at the beginning of the show, I said that I'm proud of my fellow Mississippians, the way we coming together and putting on this year. I just hope we keep it up, Red Hot.
Yeah,
I hope
yeah,
we keep it
now,
up.
But now when I go out of town, that's the one thing I'm going to try to do. I'm going to try to leave Mississippi alone and try to team up with them, and we go and show them that we will race. But when I'm at
that's
home and we ain't got nothing special going on, I'm going to try to show out with them too.
Well, I like that. I like that, Sylvester. Well said. So you telling me you ain't got nobody else you race, no other race you anticipate on seeing the 2013 year?
Yeah, that's a lot of them, man. That's a lot of guys. I love to see a good race if it's 6-0 calls, man.
Right.
If it's 6-0, I just love to see a race. I get just excited, man. when I watch a 6-0 car as I do when I watch a 430 car, man. I just
love to race.
Yeah. So it'd
be
hard.
I want to thank you for tuning in and checking me out, man. Appreciate your support, okay?
There you go, man. I'm going back to mute.
All right. I'm holding y'all up later on after I get off this topic. Moving right along, lady.
Larry, your mic is open. I'm sure Larry's on mute. He'll be here in a second. Larry, your mic is open.
Larry, you done went to sleep on me, partner?
Well, we'll come right back to him because I know this next person is going to be very upset with me. Big Dragon, mic is open.
Oh, Lord, you've been having the big fella, the director waiting?
Only for the last 45 minutes. She getting better, Joe. It was only 45 minutes this time.
Oh, my God.
Don't
oh,
call me
God.
Out. Don't do that.
Oh, my God, lady. Me and you got to have a talk.
I'm sorry.
Okay, big fella. What happened?
What's happening? Good world, everybody. How y'all doing?
Big fella, you got the flow, man. How you doing, man?
I'm good, Joe. I'm good, man. Working on this hot rod, trying to get it ready.
Well,
that's about
just,
it, every day.
I just want you to know, if you haven't been tuning in, you and Big Clark is the most anticipated race for February 9th. Just in case you haven't been listening, I just want to inform you and let you know that.
Well, it should be a good one. You know, we really plan on getting down, providing that we got a good race surface. You know, I say that a lot, you know, not to make excuses of not racing or whatever, but you know, the type of cars that we're trying to run,
is
going to have to be on a good racing surface, you know, including big cars as well.
Right.
But if we can get a hold of the track, bro, they're going to see something. That's what I'm going to tell you.
Boy, you get me excited, big fella. And I just want to let you know that I took Big Clark a little snort at Crystal Meth the other day, so he ain't going to back out before February 9th. You know, that normally stay in the system about 2 months. So he going to race you.
Well, you know, I'm going to give him crap. Big Clark is actually a friend of mine. Everybody know that. And, the only thing that's really got the race hyped up is the fact that his driver, you know, our driver got a little sassy at the mouth, so we're going to come after him, you know. That's the plan. And if he's ready, you know, I don't see no reason why we won't be ready, you know.
Things
are going really, really good.
About the moneymaker.
Well, we ain't studying no moneymaker, man. He can bring that buzzer wherever. Anywhere we can get a hold to the track, we're going to run the money maker. He can turn on 200 systems if he want to and put on the biggest tires that we can find.
So big fella, listen, I'm asking somebody to mute their phone. We got a lot of static. Would you mute your phones if you're not talking, please? Mute your phone, please. Big fella.
Yes, sir.
Now that sounds better. So you're telling me 2013 year, you big drag, the Grudge World can look to see a lot of you as life last and death past.
Yes, sir. That's the intention, Joe. You know, we like everybody know, we built a new car here, and we're trying to get it complete so we can possibly do a little testing here before we get down south. But if for some reason we can't get tested, I guess we have to do a little shaking down there, you know. We got the basics down pat, you know, but it's going to need a little fine tuning and, you know, little adjustments here and there. But we've been around the game long enough to, you know, to get it worked out.
Okay, well, we're glad to hear that. Well, I got to ask you, big fella, what is the most anticipated race you plan on seeing February 9th?
You know, Joe, of course we wanna run Big Chris, you know, we wanna get that race off, but if we're not the topic of the race, you know, the biggest race going down. Now, I like to see Tony and them do some stuff. You know, it's always it's a good deal to watch Tony and them run because they do bring action to the game, and they run several different cars all the time, you know. So it's just the good racing overall, you know. All the northern guys coming over to run, some of them racing each other, which I don't agree to, but, you know, that's what makes racing. And the differences to the different states, you know. I want to watch them all, you know. It's going to be a barn burner, I know that. You know, and we all know that Big Chris and Gadget has always got some good races lined up, man, and the hospitality is just off the chain, man. You know, they treat us well. And we're going to have a great time, and I'm asking everybody, you know, within the sound of our voices, man, if you guys can make any races, man, please, don't miss Lena, Mississippi, man. It's going to be huge. It's going to be huge to turn out.
You do know that we're meeting up Friday night. You do know that, right, and fellowshipping, right?
Well, Joe, you know, I already been outside, you know.
Right.
But my lady already know that I will be gone. She can't get off work, so she'll be home here. But I'll be off work myself, and I'll be down south with my brothers and my mother and, you know, the rest of my relatives.
Okay, big fella. Well, big fella, before I move on, is there anything else you want to say?
Well, I just want to give shouts out to my fellow Grudge Race buddies and stuff and where everybody on the radio that I didn't get a chance to call their names. Larry and Kid and Dolomite, you know, and everybody, other guys that's listening, Bobby Wildchild and all them, man. If it's any of y'all, I didn't mention it because it wasn't important. I just can't think of everybody, but I just want to say hi to them, and, man, I hope we can all get there and have a great time like we always do.
Okay, that is, ladies and gentlemen, Big Drag, all the way out of Chicago, Illinois. Big fella, just put your phone on mute. I'm going to come back to everybody. I got another topic we're going to discuss with concerning Mustang Walker, and I want y'all to fill in on it and listen in on it and voice y'all opinion after Mustang Walker gets through talking about this topic and this subject. We missed over you, Larry. Larry, you there? Larry.
Yeah, Joe, I'm here, Joe. I had my phone on mute.
Okay, we moved on past you a few minutes ago. I want to give you the opportunity. I don't want you to think I'm looking over you or being mean or whatever the case may be. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing fine, Joe. Hi, Lady A. How's Joe? Hi, all my good Jake brothers. I'm glad to be on the show tonight, Joe, to represent, man, and to let you know, man, that, hey, Joe, since last year, Joe, y'all came to the north, and when y'all came to the north, y'all picked up some more, man. Grudge Inc. is growing, man, you know, and the good part I like about it is this here, Joe. It's a chance for all of us to show our love and our fellowship and to entertain the sports world with the drag race stuff that we're doing, you know, and I'm liking this, man. So I'm looking forward to this here, Joe. My race of the year is that all the good Jake and all of us get together, man, and enjoy ourselves, man. That is my race for the year. All this other stuff that's going on, I have my picks, my choose, my favorites, but I want to see it all happen, Joe. I want to see it all come together, man, and that's mainly what I wanted to speak on and say because of the simple fact that we're coming to represent. And I'm pretty sure everybody else coming to represent. So with everybody doing this here, there, it's all going to come together, man. I do not want to miss Lena, and I do not want to miss what's going on in the Grudge world. And I'm going to mute my mic, and that's what I wanted to say.
Oh, hold on, Larry. I just want to tell you something
before
you go. Ever since I met you, you also have been a stand-up brother, an intelligent brother, a straight-coming and upfront brother who Mississippi Joe has a lot of respect for. And I'm saying right here on my show that I'm glad that I met a guy like you and got a lot of love for you, partner.
Thanks, Joe. I got a lot of love for you, too, man.
All right, Larry. I'll be looking forward to seeing you, man, on the night,
right.
Okay?
All right, y'all. Hey, Bo, I don't hear you raising no hell about no popcorn, Bo.
Hey, man, I already owe Drag, but he might as well get ready for double because I'm sure he's going to get it.
Yeah. I'm going back.
Hey, you know how they say, Larry, double or nothing, huh? All right, stay tuned, okay? All right. Moving right along, lady.
Caller 404-9585. Your mic is open. Caller 404-9585. Your mic is open. Leafy, your mic is open.
Oh, thank you, lady. I was getting ready to call Joe's personal line, see if I could get on here before he got ready to close the show.
I'm sorry.
No, sleep. We're going to get you on. This my boy, ladies and gentlemen. One of my favorite people. Sleep. What's up, baby? You got the flu.
Man, appreciate it, Joe. You know I love you like a brother, man. I just wanted to get on, man, and let you know. You know I'm always going to be on here regardless whether I get in or not. But my race of the year, man, not to overshadow Lena or nothing, because I know that's going to be outstanding. But my race of the year, man, I'm waiting on that $100,000, man. Because whoever wins it, I want them to keep me in their mind that I'm going to need help. So when they win $100,000, don't forget a brother. You know what I'm saying? Look out for a brother.
Sleep, that was well said. That's going to be in Chicago at
Morocco, Indiana, formerly known as US 41, man, where the great ones run, brother.
Right, and what date is that going to be? What's the dates on that race?
It's supposed to be around Memorial Day weekend or something, Labor Day, one of those weekends, Joe. And I'm like I said, I'm not trying to overshadow Lena because I know that's gonna be outstanding. But that's my race that I'm highly anticipating and want to see go down. I want to see who's gonna win that money. And please,
that's Labor Day.
Please, whoever win that money, I sure would like to get a helping hand. Please believe me.
I think, Joe, there's been a date change on that race. Don't quote me on this, but I think it might be the 10th and 11th of August.
Of August, okay.
Yeah, I think it's going to be the following week after my race in Byron. The following week, allow me to remember that because someone called me and asked me. But, I don't think that they have an absolute definite date yet, but that's what they're leaning towards, I think.
Okay.
But it will happen. It will definitely be going down at our Grudge Racetrack, US 41, which is now called No Problem Dragway. No limit. I'm sorry. No limit.
That's right.
No limit. US 41, Morocco, Indiana.
Okay, Big Drag, thank you, man. You and Sleep. Sleep, is there anything else you would like to say? Because you know you my main man. Boy, I got so much love for you. I'm glad to know you. And I'm glad that I got a nice and caring guy like you to support this little old country boy. And I love you, Sleep.
I love you too, Joe. And like I said, man, I can't really pick no certain race in Lena, man. All of it's going to be action. So I want to see it all. I don't have no pick. Who I want to see. I want to see it all.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, as I always do, Sleep, you got anybody you want to give any shout-out? You got the flow now, Sleep.
Man, I want to give, first of all, Joe, I want to give a shout-out to you, man, all the love and caring that you be showing me, man, and that goes both ways from me to you. And shout-out to Big Drag, Big Will, and all of my guys up in the north, man, and all the Grudge family in general, man. And I appreciate you, Joe, and I love you, bro.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, Sleepy, that's one of my biggest fans. Good friend, good fella. Always act the same when I see him. I'm glad to know him and be in his presence when I'm around him. We love you, Sleep. We love you. Lady, would you go back to 404-9585, please? 404, last four.
404-9585. Your mic is open.
Good evening. Good evening.
One time for your mind. This is my main man, Mr. Breadman. Tell him in the mouth, Breadman.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Let me first give out all the accolades to, you know, the people that are keeping Grudge Inc. up and running. I want to say Happy New Year to all of you. I'm going to get right to the point. The people in which I would like to see run this year, my first race would be Bobby Wildchild and Katrina. I would like to see them two get to it. My second race would like to be, I would like to see Coop King and Pac-Man from Alabama, which they call him Brian Lowe. And my third race would be Bacteria from Georgia and Jim West from Mississippi. And let me see. My next races, I would like to see Dog back in Little Red Riding Hood and try Crew Chief. I think Dog would have probably, you know what I mean, done his job at the light. But I'm going to tell you, that yellow beast down there in Florida ain't nothing to be played with. And last but not least, Breadman and Chevy Stain. Yes, sir. And all I want to say to everybody, y'all have a good one. I'm not going to hold y'all. Sugar is sugar, salt is salt. If you ain't in Lena, Mississippi on the 9th, it ain't my fault. Breadman, one time in your mouth with Dick, I'm out.
Breadman, ladies and gentlemen, that's my good friend. When I need somebody to talk to, ladies and gentlemen, I always call him late night, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. He drives trucks, and we be fellowshipping with one another. He's such a good friend of mine. I'm glad I got a friend like Breadman that I can call upon and talk to him anytime. Breadman, I appreciate you coming on this little old country boy show, boy. You showed out, Breadman. Glad to have you, boy.
All right,
ladies and gentlemen,
we're
moving right
along. Caller
269-4487,
your mic is open.
Moving right along, lady.
Caller 773-1142, your mic is open. Caller 773-1142, your mic is open.
Moving right along, lady.
Caller 773-8462, your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on, champ? Hey, lady, this is Mike here from the North.
Hey, how you
doing,
man?
Doing wonderful, yourself?
I haven't heard from you in a while, boy. It's always good to hear your voice, sir. How you doing, partner?
I'm doing wonderful. What about yourself?
Man, you know I'm blessed and highly favored.
Amen, amen. That's the only way to be.
Well, Mike,
that's the only way to be.
What's on your mind, Mike?
Now, just checking in. Let's call in. I just called in about 15 minutes ago, and just checking in, see what you was talking about. I just want to hear your voice, and just, you know, I'm supporting you. You know, that's about it.
Mike, I appreciate the love. Will we see you in Lena, Mississippi, February 9th, Mike?
I'm in the house.
Well, Mike, I need to know this. Will you have one of them bad motor scooters with you? You know what I'm talking about.
My motor scooter won't be there, but one of my guys, I'll be with one of my partners. He's bringing his car, so I'll be supporting him. So we will be grudge racing his car, but my car would not be in Lena February the 9th. But I will be in the house with another guy's car, so we will be on there. Hopefully having some fun in grudge racing as well.
Okay, Mike, I'm Man, I'm so blessed to know such great guys and such beautiful people. This grudge world has really brought a lot of beautiful and loving people into my life, and I'm so thankful, Michael.
The United States Army, even when they don't.
Did you hear me, Mike?
Hey, Mike.
Mike, I'm asking, ladies and gentlemen, that you all mute your phones. If you have any noise, I'm asking that you mute your phones, please. Mike.
He just dropped.
Okay. Well, moving right along. Is that everybody, or do we have any more callers, lady? So
no,
we can get on to this next subject, huh?
We have two more.
Well, let's get them so we can get on into the subject, because I'm pretty sure everybody, I want everybody, before you go on open this mic, I want everybody to be patient. We got a real particular subject that I want everybody in the grudge world to hear, and I want everybody to give me their opinion once this fella get on and state his case. So go ahead, Lady A, to the next call.
Call is 769-6738. Your mic is open.
Okay. What up, Joe?
Hey, what's happening? What's happening, Bo?
This tweet.
Tweet? What's up, boy?
What's going on? Just how I mentioned.
Tweet, I appreciate it, man. Listen, Tweet, they tell me you ready. You waiting on us, ain't you?
Yeah, you know I can't wait till you get ready, Jeff.
Okay, Tweet. Okay. I'm going to show you what we think about a turbo.
You know I ain't worried about it, Joe. I'm going to try to meet you. You said you're coming out March tonight?
Yeah, but we ain't going to be looking for you March tonight. We might be. I ain't going to say that. We'll just see.
If we show up,
we're going to be ready for you. All
right. Well, I'm waiting on you, man. Ain't nobody else trying to do nothing. I'm waiting on you.
As long as you got a 29W, not a 315.
I got drag ready, Joe.
If you ain't got a 29W, you're not waiting on us.
That was
the agreement. We ain't never agreed on that,
Joe. I didn't have drag ready since I had the car.
No, you had a 29W on that car, not Tweet.
Ever since I ran the car, I had a drag ready.
Tweet, when you had that car down to Mississippi, you had a 29W on it. All I'm saying, Tweet, I ain't got no problem, but we not going to race you with that 315 on there. We going out there for 29W. If you can't get it,
well, okay, I'll tell you what. If you going to wait like me then if I put a 29W on there?
Tweet.
Come on now, make it right.
I ain't going to get it. Listen, Tweet. Listen to me good. Now, if you don't want to race us, we ain't got no problem with that. We can move right along.
Joe, you've been looking for me. You've been calling my name for the last year. I'm waiting on y'all. I was going to do a quarter when y'all crashed. You've been calling my name the whole year since I've been down. Now I'm back. You know, I ain't hunting nobody but you.
That's a good thing, Tweet. I like the way you're sticking your chest out. But you're messing with the right motherfucker to seek it in. Now, don't you forget that.
Joe, I know you got to sound like Superman on your show, but you know you don't scare me with all that wolf kicking. You know that. You know who I'm looking for. And you know who the car was known for. You know, I'm coming at your ass. Ain't no secret.
Well, I understand that, Tweet, but let me ask you this. Have I changed? Ever since you've been knowing me, I had a big mouth and been loud, haven't I? Yes or no?
Yeah, you're right. But now I don't want to wait on you. We don't get this over with.
Well, Tweet, I promise you, I'm not finna argue with you.
I ain't trying to argue with you. I'm just calling in, you know, getting your props on your show. It ain't about arguing.
Okay, I'm listening to you. I'm gonna let you speak first, then I'm gonna say, go ahead, Tweet.
But listen, I tell you what, we ain't got to. When I see you, I know you're coming to Lena. I've been Lena. And we're going to sit down and we're going to get discussed. We're going to lock it in if you're going to do that. I want to go and lock it in so we can make it happen. Because we've been talking about this too long. It's time to get it on, man.
Wait, I'm not finna lock nothing in with you when we first get the car.
I lock you in for 60 days. I give you 60 days to get ready.
No, Tweet, ain't no use us doing that. We not running from you. All we saying, Tweet, is you have a 29W. On the car. We not running no 31, no...
Okay,
no
if,
car,
I put, if I put that on there, will you lock it in? If I put that tower on there, will you lock it in?
Oh, if you put a 29W on there, you'll get locked. Soon.
You won't lock it in now? You won't lock it in now?
No, I don't want to lock it in now, man. I can't lock nothing
well,
in now.
When you read it, Joe, you make sure you get somebody to get in touch with me.
Whenever you're ready, I'm going to be ready. If you don't think you're going to be ready no time soon, let me move on.
Do your thing, Tweet. Keep racing. Don't stop with me.
No, I ain't stopping you. I'm just, you done talked so long, Joe. Now the time is here.
And Tweet, now let the truth be told. How long we waited on you? 2 years? Yeah? Everybody missed it. How long we waited on you?
I didn't have a car, Joe. I moved on to big and better things. I was doing something else. When I had a car, you didn't have a car.
How long have you had that Camaro? A year?
One year.
How long? I had it 1 year.
Okay,
Tweet.
All right, you say so. All right. But I went from Nitrous to Turbo, Joe. I had to find a whole new crew.
Okay, well, that's no problem. No problem, Tweet. The main...
Just like I said, when you read it, Joe...
The main objective is for us to race, not to worry about who had what. So what I'm saying,
I told you when you read it, call me.
Right. And what I want to tell you, Lady, mark this number down for Tweet, because I'm going to tell you the speed down this motherfucker when they get the boo ready. So,
Lady,
mark that number, Tweet, right now on the screen. Mark his number.
Hey.
We can get you on speed down, Tweet.
Yeah, you can't get rid of fast enough, Joe. I promise you can't.
Well, one thing about it, Tweet, when we do get ready, we going to be ready with a capital R. You coming on the show ain't going to make me come no quicker.
Oh, that ain't no problem. Let me say one thing, Joe. The next time I'm not in the presence of a track, don't mention my name. Don't tell nobody to tell me nothing. You wait till you see me and tell me what you need to tell me then.
Would you repeat that? Am I hearing you right? Say that again.
Yeah, you heard me right. You don't have to hoop and holler talking about what you going to do, where I'm at, and all that. Call me.
Well,
call me.
Now I will do that. Because, see, it's a problem. We're not ready now, so I really can't hold up your time.
That's fine. But when
really
you get ready, though,
put me at the top of your list, Joe.
Don't put me at the bottom, number 6, number 7. Put me at the top. We can all get this over with.
When we get ready, Tweet, I can assure you we're going to race. That's all.
Right.
That's all I can say. Our car's not ready.
But
so
that'll work.
I don't need to know who we're talking. Is that cool with you?
Hey, man, that's all with. That's a dead duck. That's all with. I just want to let you know, though. Ain't no more of that this, that. I'm ready, so I'm waiting on you.
So it's agreed. So when we do call you,
it's agreed.
As long as both of us got, exactly. Okay, that's all. No
winner bar,
29W, right?
Man, Tweet. You know I ain't got no winner bar. You know what's happening.
Right, I'm just saying it on the air, Tweet. That's all. So everybody can hear it and know the stiff. That's all. That's fine. Okay, all right. Tweet.
Well, that's a go, Joe. I'll see you fairway tonight. That's a go. We'll talk about a fairway tonight.
Okay, Tweet. Hey, man, stay. Stay tuned with the show, man, so you can know what's going on.
Hey, man. Lady, next call.
Okay, 007, your mic is open.
007. Lady, I guess he don't
want to
talk.
No, I was on mute, Joe. I was traveling in my truck. I was on mute. I'm sorry about that.
007, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing all right. Y'all doing okay?
Man, we doing good. I just want to commend you for bringing all the action that you bring into our hometown in Mississippi of Atlanta. I was informed that you locked up with Lil Tony Bumblebee out of Detroit.
Is that true? Yeah, we locked up. Me and Lil Tony locked up to run on Krishna Race Fairway tonight.
007,
we got
to
race by 6 o'clock. Get up.
Oh, boy, that's good, man. You know, I'm glad all y'all on drugs in Mississippi because y'all doing a lot of racing when y'all out y'all mind, man.
Yeah, I like that, man.
Mississippi is really standing up and bringing action. And we're going to try to keep this thing going. And I'm glad, and then let me say this too, 007, and I'm wondering would you agree with me. I'm glad that everybody who's able and can stepping up so it can be more than one big bull in the pasture. And we're going to see, really, who is the top dog this 2013 year. Because everybody can't pull around poking their tits out, can they, 007?
Oh, no, man. You're going to win something, you're going to lose something. You know what I'm saying? I think it's about time for me and Lil Tony to go and get it on. We both got small blocks. And so when we see each other, we're just like two bulls on the hill. We fight. He's going to go down there and mess with them heifers. He's trying to run down there. Hey, I'm going to walk down there and get them all, buddy, this year.
Well, 007, I'm glad you bring action to the game, and I just want to give you big props to you. And, hey, man, I hope we see you more. Not tweet. I hope we see you around the grudge game more, racing and putting in work. Traveling, putting it in. Everybody, 007. What you got to say?
That's right, man. But just like Sylvester said earlier, I hope all of us, man, in Mississippi, that we all out here to do a task and represent the state of Mississippi, that we can come together, man, to race this year and leave the animosity out. You know, we can race and just leave it strictly into racing now. And that's my game for myself, you know what I'm saying? That I'm trying to just race this year. I'm not trying to argue with nobody. And I'm the first one to say on there, man. If I make somebody mad, I'm the first one to apologize. I'm just trying to race, have a good time.
Yeah, I'm trying to do better myself, but sometimes, you know, it comes out of, you have to humble yourself again. I'm like you, Sylvester, and everybody else. I get hyped up myself. Tweet just hyped me up, and I had to catch myself. So it's going to really be good. Tweet is right. You know as well as 007. We've been wanting to race Tweet for a long time. He wasn't ready, now he ready, and we ain't ready, so... It remains to be seen in 2013 year. Got a lot of good stuff going on 2013 in life, last, and death past. Would you agree, 007?
Oh, yeah. That is true, man. That is true.
We all going to bring
good racing to the game this year, you know. A lot of people in Mississippi stepping up in all classes,
they are,
you know.
And I commend Tweet. Tweet, I want to let you know. Now, we got our eyes on you, boy. You know, quit running all them class races. And get out there and let me see you do some grunting, too. I can't tell you what to do with your own car, but I want to let you know Grunt Patrol is watching you, Tweet. We want you to put in work, boy.
That's right.
Hey, yo.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
One thing about it, I can't make nobody run me.
Tweet, you telling me everybody's scared of you?
I ain't said nobody's scared, but I'm there. I'm going to show up there on the night, and anybody want to get down, I'm going to be there. Anybody that's fair and look like me, we're going to get down. You know how I do it. It ain't no secret.
No, you going to race. I believe that because you dead right now. So you ain't got no excuse. All I'm telling you, Tweet, is we watching you.
Hey, man.
And I like your style.
I'm going to be there, man. Y'all will see a lot of me this year.
And that's good, Tweet. It's all going to be good for the game, man.
That's just one thing about it. You know, this is all our hobby. You know, you got to take care of home first. Once you get that taken care of, you can go out and play a little bit. I got that taken care of. I'm going to play this year.
Ain't no doubt. I'm glad you're coming out to play. And first and foremost, you are from Mississippi. So when you ain't racing that gangsta bull, I'm going to be with you. But when you up against that gangsta bull, I'm trying to tell you hell.
That's what you're supposed to do now. Believe in what you got.
Yeah. So, man, it's really going to be good, Tweet, and we'll be looking for a lot of you this year. And I'm going to start bringing you up, man. We want you to make some trips. You know we're going to be March the 9th, New Orleans, No Problem Raceway. You need to put that on your calendar, and we're going to be moving around. And stay tuned and listen to these shows, and you'll know what's going on. Tweet, how that sound to you, man?
Man, I promise you, y'all will see more of me this year. Might not see me at all of them, because you know what happened with me on them Saturdays and them kids. But the beginning of the year, you know you'll see me.
Okay. All right, Tweet. We're going to be looking for you, partner. Boy, this game 213, y'all, is going to be something to see. Y'all just heard it from 007 and Tweet. A guy out of Mississippi named Tweet has got a 20-inch-tire Camaro turbocharged. Please, is it turbocharged or supercharged? What's it called?
Twin turbo.
Twin turbo. We've been trying to race each other for the longest, and he's ready now, and we broke down. So it's going to be something to see this 213 year, y'all. And you got the 901 Bad Boys claiming he's the toughest on 29s, too. So, hey, y'all, all I can say is, like, in my in the cut boys, Big One, ride with him. It's going to be something to see. That's all I can say. 007, did I cut you off, man?
No. You didn't cut me off, Joe. You didn't cut me off.
Is there anything else you would like to say before I move on to the subject?
On your topic today, the two races I'm looking forward to seeing is running at Bumblebee and Free Love out of Chicago, man.
Man,
that's
going to
be a little tonight.
Well, Ken, I'm going to be honest. I'm going to tell you the truth right here live on my show. I ain't going to sugarcoat it. By you being the owner of Little Red Riding Hood, you got a hard job ahead of you. And what I mean by that is for picking your pilot. You got Dog, one of the tree cutting is getting down brothers in the game, whether we like it or not. And you got Trigger Man, a bad boy in the game. So you got some tough decisions for February 9th, partner.
Well, Mississippi Joe, I see it like this here. You know, we got three pilots and Tony drives the truck. When Dog
Tony can't cut no tree like Jamie and Dog, no Callaway. Now, he's a good driver, but Tony cut a tree every now and then. You know what I mean, Big Ken?
Yeah, we just, you know, with Tony drive, we just don't get as tough a race, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
But, you know, with Jamie driving, you know, it's the idea that if Dog can't make it, Jamie drive. If Jamie can't make it, because, you know, everybody have responsibility, you know. And Red Springs, a couple weeks ago, Tony drove the truck. But, the people didn't run. They backed out. But, you know, so it's, we got three drivers for the truck.
Okay, well, that could be a good thing. All I'm saying is you got pretty tough decisions if both of them going to be there because both of them are such good drivers. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, the thing of the deal, you know, with Tony and them bringing so many cars, you know, Jamie's going to be concentrating on so many cars and Tony's going to be concentrating on some cars and, you know, Dog can drive the truck if he want to, if he's there, but I know he's emceeing the show. It's just the idea that you know, whoever there, man, and if they ain't tied up, we just going to grab one out of the two and throw them in the seat. And
well, you know what, Ken? Now, I do agree with you. When you're driving a lot of cars, you can mess up. I'm going to give you an example. We was in the G-Body race up in Union Dragway, South Carolina. Tony was jumping in and out of 7-Up, Rambo, and the Gangsta Boot. Tony jumped out of Rambo from 7-Up to the Gangsta Boot. Got in the Gangsta Boot, went down through there, forgot to cut on the water pump. Ran the car hot. That's what jumping in and out of cars can get you sometimes.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
No matter how good
you are or who you are, you're not Jesus.
That's right.
So, I agree with you on that, Ken. It can hurt you sometimes.
That's right. That's right.
More than one thing. You know what I mean?
That's
hey,
right.
Joe.
Yeah.
I got to disagree with you on that, bro.
Well, I mean, I'm telling you what happened. I mean, maybe you might disagree with me, big fella, but I'm just telling you from a prime example, ain't no way a fella can concentrate on one car like he can. Now,
well,
what
see,
do you mean
Joe,
you disagree with me?
For me being driving multiple cars at
different events and things like that at different times. A driver is focused on what he has to do. You know what I'm saying? You can put him in 10 different cars. You know, it's very important. You know, once you fire the car, there's three things you got to do. You got to turn on the ignition, you got to turn on the water, and you got to turn on the fuel pump. You know, and after you done with your burnouts and different things like that, you know that you have to turn the nitrous on if you have a nitrous car. Tony may have hit the button or cooked it the wrong way or something like that, but I guarantee you, with Tony being a driver and doing as much of driving as he had, he probably hit that switch and didn't cook it on or something like that. It's just something that you're in tune with in your head, period.
Okay, well, you know, everybody's entitled to an opinion. That's your opinion. I don't think you can concentrate on one car like you can three. I don't.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a good topic. That's a good. That would be a good discussion for tonight. But I don't think it's possible to say three fast cars. You know what I mean?
Well, Joe, again, I'll say it again. Once you get in a car, once you get in a race car, you're focused on what it is that you have to do. You know, me, myself, personally, there's nothing else on my mind. I can't be rattled in the car. I don't care how many people come out the door and say stuff or this and that and other, because my focus ain't even on them. It's on the task, you know, ahead of me. It's just commonplace with being a race car driver. You know what I'm saying? The safety is important, you know, getting your seatbelt, you know, on and tightened down, make sure you got your helmet on, you know, and things of that nature, Joe. It's just commonplace with a driver. I can't tell you no time that I've ever forgot to turn the water pump and stuff on and things like that. You know, and in a lot of cases, I'm basically turning the water pump on and off and on and off and on and off to try to get somewhere at some temperature or get the motor in the operating temperature that I wanted at before I take off, you know, and make a run. But, hey, you know, and even if he did cut it off, I mean, didn't turn it on, you know, I'm going to go out on a limb and say if he did, that's something that don't happen too often.
Okay. Well, maybe so. Maybe so, Big
Fella.
Is that it, Big Fella?
Yeah, that's it, Joe. That's it.
Okay. Lady, we're going to move right along to Mustang Walker. You remember that number that I told you to,
I do.
Okay, go back to that. Let Mustang Walker. Everybody listen in and be quiet until you can give y'all opinion on this situation. Mustang Walker.
Yeah.
You got a lot of noise in the background, Mustang Walker. Be clear.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you loud and clear, Mustang Walker.
It was all to my attention. It was the spokesperson for Team Aberdeen and the CEO of Team Knockout, both together. It was brought to my attention that there was a lockup race between Lil Red Riding Hood and Chucky, one of the cars of Team Aberdeen. And all of a sudden, it was a call and said, the race is off. We cannot race.
What's wrong?
Because.
I said, what's wrong?
Hold on.
The lady looked down at him and looked at that lady.
No, they were looking at each other.
Who's in this?
Lady.
Yes.
Mute the mic. Mute all of them. Except for Mustang Walker.
Alright. And it was said that the race was called off, and the race was called off because if Lil Mo was gonna tune on Chucky couldn't pull down or draw down on nobody on prime time them camp. Well, matter of fact, Lil Mo hadn't tuned on a darn thing right now. And how can you call a race off when a man ain't even turning a wrench on it? And how can you tell a man who he can run or who he can't run because you tuned on his car? That's what we want to – that's why I put up the – yeah, I know the punk out cannot be paid till the day of the race, but my man the same team and had to pay two punk outs to Ken, and the Mr. DP man, BET, had ran his butt right up in there and made the man pay it. So I'm saying fair is fair. They deserve that punk out that day. If they don't call the race off on the night, they need to get that punk out money. And it's a, and everybody up here in North Mississippi agree. You got a whole bunch on the phone that can voice their opinion on the whole matter.
Hold on. First of all, Mustang Walker, make this clear to us what happened. I'm still not following you. Maybe it's because I had to interrupt you and tell Lady A to mute the mics. But go back and tell go back and tell everybody in the grudge world me what has happened and what is going on and how it happened.
I will repeat it again. It was a locked-in race, Little Red Riding Hood and Chucky. Okay, it was a call said that, no, the race is not going. After it was locked, it was a call from somebody saying the race can't happen because Lil Mo's supposed to be tuning on Chucky, and if Lil Mo works on Chucky, Chucky and the Team Aberdeen camp car cannot race anybody that's affiliated with Prime Time, Lil Mo or anybody. So we were trying to figure out how Lil Mo ain't touched the car. But how can you call a race off if he hadn't touched the car and just say it's over with? No, because we've had to pay two punk outs to Big Ken, one in Aberdeen and one in Holly. So what's the problem with us getting our punk out this time the day of the night?
Okay, now, who supposed to give you the punk out, pay you the punk out?
I guess whoever locked it in. Big Ken, Big Ken, or whoever. I don't know. Willie Dog or somebody. Whoever locked that race in need to pay Team Aberdeen the punk out on the night. Now, the only way we will allow them to get out of that is they go ahead and do the race. And that race is the back tie and the clear. They're going to give Chucky the back tie with Little Red Riding Hood and the clear. We'll be fair about that.
Okay, well, what I'm going to do, I'm going to allow Dog, the Godfather, to come on and straighten this up, because no matter who you are, if you owe somebody a punk out, I don't care if it's me, Big Drag, whoever, you need to pay. You need to honor your punk out. So that's one thing we have to do in the grudge world. So I'm going to allow the Godfather to come on and talk about this and speak about this and tell his side to you, Mustang Walker, and you and him get some kind of clarification. Lady, would you open up the Godfather mic?
Hey, appreciate it, Mississippi Joe, man. Thanks for letting me get on. All I can say is I can't be mad with you because you're an upstanding guy. But I want you to do one thing for me, champ. Just do one thing for me. I want you to get Big Drag back on and let Big Drag be the judge. Whatever Big Drag says, we'll go with it.
Okay, that's fine. And that's fair as it ever could be. Lady, would you open up the director mic, Drag?
Big Drag, your mic is open.
Is Big Drag on, champ?
Okay, yeah, I'm here.
Okay,
I'm
great, champ. Champ, I appreciate you letting me talk, and I'm finna go and make this in a shout and sweet. I could have let you do it, Joe, but I didn't want you to put it in the middle of the shit because it's your show. Okay,
right.
For one thing, you got to realize Mustang Walker from Alabama, he ain't the brightest motherfucker that's in the jar. This is what I'm finna say now. If you're going to get a spokesman that know what the fuck you're talking about. Me and Eyes locked the race up. Me and Eyes was on the phone and unlocked it. He ain't got a damn thing to do if we unlock the race, regardless of why we unlocked it. Eyes agreed to say it. I said, okay, the race is off. And I said, okay, the race is off. Now, if both of us that locked the race up said it's okay to be off, for the race to be off, I want Big Drag to make the decision after he hear what Mustang Walker got to say, and I go with whatever he said.
Well, if you said you and Ives, the guy named Ives is the one that locked the money up,
yes,
or locked the race in and unlocked the race.
Yes,
if that what you said is true, we all know there's two sides to every story, and this is your side. But if what you're saying, if you and Ives did agree that the race was off, then the race is off. But we got to hear from Ives to hear the same thing. You know, what you just said to be true.
Whatever you say, big fella. Whatever you say, I'm waiting.
All right. And I understand what you're saying with it, dog, because I'm getting a whole different story. That's why I called in and said what I'm saying.
Mississippi Joe runs a tight ship. All we got to do is get
let's
eyes on him to say I'm telling a lie. If I'm telling a lie, then we got a problem. That's
I'm
why I said bring Big Greg. I got nothing to hide.
Right, Mustang Walker,
the only thing I would like for you to do is get eyes on the phone so we can clear this up. Would you please do that for me, Mustang Walker? Please, sir.
And I'm supposed to be on the phone right now because I'm tied in on his line.
Okay. Mr. Eyes, are you there? Mr. Eyes, are you there?
If you don't show up for damn coat, we're going to make a judge root out of him, Mr. Joe.
I mean, they want to speak about this, so he should be here. Mr. Hines, are you there?
And Joe, I got one more thing to say after we get through with this discussion. I got one more thing I want you to allow me to talk about.
Okay, I will. No problem. Mustang Walker, is Mr. Hines there?
I'm on his phone right now, tied in on his line.
I'm on the phone.
Okay,
this is Big Drag. Hey, did you and Dog go into agreement that the race was off?
Now, when I got a phone call from Jim West saying Dog called him and said we cannot run the race because Jim West done talked to Little Mo about working on the car.
But see,
we have not took the car to Georgia. Little Mo don't even know what the car looks like.
But see, that's not the question, though. The question is.
Then I talked to Dawg said the race got to be over because it's a conference of interest if we race.
Did you agree to off the race? That's what my question is to you. I didn't have a choice degree. You didn't have what?
I didn't have the choice degree to go on with the race or not with the race. I said. I don't give a fuck. I said, did you call Jim and say the race is off? You said yes. We got to unlock this shit called Jim done talked to Lil Mo. I really don't think that's fair.
Okay, just answer one question, Eyes. When you talked to me, did we agree to unlock the race?
When I talked to you.
Did me and you agree to unlock the race?
You
today,
told
this
me.
Thing.
Regardless of how we did it, did we agree to
unlock the race?
You said the only reason why we can't do this race because Jim done talked to Lil Mo.
I'm not trying to be,
you know, one-sided with this. I'm trying to be in the middle. The question
it's no different when Big Ken then was in Aberdeen with the same car. We tore the planetaries up. We had to pay them punk out money.
You can't ask the question, dog, because
there's no difference when we was running them before and when we run them now.
Okay.
Hold on. Eyes, let me tell you this. What I'm trying to tell you, Eyes, is this. And I don't have nothing to do with it. I'm not playing no sides. I'm trying to get to the bottom of it because if you're in the grudge game and you pay punk out and something don't happen, you need to honor your punk out, whoever you are.
That's right.
What I'm trying to tell you, if Saul was slick enough and smart enough to get you to agree to off the punk out and to off the race, and you agreed to it, regardless to what he said, I'm going to be the first one to tell you, he don't owe you no punk out, boss.
And Joe, this is exactly...
I ain't said nothing about the punk out, really.
Okay. We tried. Joe just told you. I didn't want to put Joe in it because Joe is a talk show host. He's doing an excellent job of being a talk show host. I brought an unbiased person in. What I'm trying to say is everything almost what Eyes is saying is totally right. Now, Jim West called me. I didn't call Jim West. Jim West called me. But anyway, he started saying he didn't want to do the race and all that. So then Eyes called me. Eyes called me, and then I said, okay, I understand this here. And I said, okay, we can just off the race then. I said, all right. I don't want to off the race. I'm going to be honest with you now. He don't want to off it, but he agreed to off it, though.
That's right. I'm just saying, by rules, you said we couldn't do the race. So, I mean, I was forced with no choice. But when I got to thinking about it, I was we was going to run them in Aberdeen when the car tore up. Hold on.
Drag, I got a question to you. Would you just be quiet for one moment? Big Drag, you got a
You're missing the point, man.
I'm asking you, Oz, did you and Dog agree to off the race? That's a yes or no question, man.
I didn't have no choice, but to your answer,
Did you agree to do it? Did you agree to do it, choice or not? If you had a gun,
I said okay. I mean, I said okay.
All right.
When me and Dog talked about it, I said okay.
Okay, so you did agree. My next question to you. Is you and Dog the one that locked the race in?
Yes.
Okay, well, then you already just said you'd agree to unlock the race. So Dog do not owe anything. That's my verdict.
I'm not saying Dog owe me nothing. I'm just saying I feel like we should race.
Okay, that's the thing about it. We still might race, but see, y'all finna come on and say that we wasn't paying the punk out. I ain't never
right.
Heard that. I'm going to say two things. I've been knowing Tony Vines for 35 years, and I never know him to owe somebody punk out, and I've been knowing myself ever since I've been living in racing, and I never owe nobody no punk out, whether I like it or not. What I'm trying to say, Oz is right. Oz wanted to do the race, but me and him both agreed not to. Now, they called me.
Yeah.
Jim West called me now. Jim West wasn't calling
me.
I didn't call nobody. And then Oz called me, and we talked about it. Oz do want to race. I can't lie on him about that. He do want to race.
Right.
He still want to race. But once he said the race was off, then we ain't got to race unless we get out there and change our man and race.
Well, the thing of it is, Dog, you guys have already together agreed that the race is off. Now, if Oz still want to race, then he need to renegotiate another race.
There you go.
That's what I'm saying. I don't
want to
renegotiate the race. I just
want
to do the same fucking race. That's all I'm saying.
Listen to what I'm saying to you, Oz. Now, Dog may agree to run you again, but that same lockup do not apply unless he said it's locked.
That's cool with me. That is cool with me. All I'm saying is, when I got to thinking about it, when Dog brought it to my attention, when he put it the way he did, he said we could not run because Jim was talking about carrying the car to Little Mo to work on it. Okay. But we already paid Ken them lockup and everything the night we tore the car up. The same damn car. He done talked to Little Mo before then. It wasn't no problem then doing the race. But now, all of a sudden, when we got this race locked in, it's a problem. We need to unlock it.
Well, be honest with you, bro. You do sound like someone that won a race, but you did unlock that race. So you're not bound by the punk out. Neither parties are. But if you
I ain't saying we qualify for no punk out. Hold on, Hines.
When Drag is talking, let him finish. Drag, I ask you, when he talking, you don't say nothing. But right now, you interrupting Drag when he's trying to talk to you. We want the whole grudge world to hear what's going on, so we have to do it like that. When Drag is talking, you be quiet. When you talking, Drag is quiet. Thank you. Go ahead, Drag.
Okay. Like I was saying to you, I'm in the middle, bro. I was just asked to mediate this, and that's why I asked to get you on the radio, so I can hear from you, because there's two sides of every story. And what Dog said, and you said, you guys were in agreement, so that's a done deal. Now I'm understanding that you said that you do want to race, and I'm sure Dog and them will try to oblige y'all if they want to race in some kind of way. But the only reason that I was involved in this, bro, was to get to the root of the lockup, and now we've cleared that up. So, you know, whatever you guys do from there, that's on you guys. I don't have nothing to do with it.
Big fella, so the grudge world will know what to call. No lockup is due to him.
The lockup, first of all, the agreement was the lockup was made between Oz and Dog. Oz and Dog just got on the radio and said that they agreed to unlock the money. So nobody's bound by paying the punk out. Park out do not exist anymore.
Thank you, big fella, for straightening that out.
Okay.
I'm gonna give you a lesson for the future. If you got somebody stuck, I don't care if they say they gotta go to their mama's funeral. Don't off the locker. If you don't want to. Now, if you're a compassionate and caring person like me, I might would, but future lesson, don't let nobody convince you to off a lockup, because you got to agree to it before they can unlock the race. Do you understand what I'm saying? By him
Amen.
Saying it all, by another person saying it all, and you don't agree with it, the race is still on. Do you understand the lockup is still on?
Yeah.
Do you understand me?
Yeah. I mean, I ain't trying to make no, like, no lockup, none of that crap. I'm just wondering why we can't race.
Yes.
We get, we tied. What?
It's Jim. No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Jim West, no?
Yes.
Hey, man, first off, I'm the owner of that car, not Eyes.
Okay.
Me.
I know, but
I
again, we don't
stuff.
Need to get into no more argument and cause hard feelings. You haven't made the decision.
I'm
you understand what's going on.
Okay,
I mean,
but let me make something clear here, okay? You did call me Saturday morning, and I'm in a 100% agreement with you. Not again. I'm not talking against my driver. Eyes drives my car. I told Eyes what I told you 3 or 4 months ago, because the only way you would hook me up with Little Mo was if I did not draw down on anybody in the primetime camp. Correct.
I didn't say that now, because I don't care who you draw down on there.
Okay. All right.
No, but what he said, I understand what he's saying, but I don't care who you draw down on. I mean, I'm just like, I think I heard the Mississippi Joe was talking about the boys in Mississippi. Red Hot said something. When ain't nothing going on, God damn, we're going to draw down on each other. But, you know, that's just the way it goes. But Jim West, like I said, what I mean by I didn't call him, he sent me a message to call him. I didn't contact him. He contacted me.
Yes, I did contact you.
Right.
I sent you an email, then you called me, correct?
Because you told me to, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's the way it went down. That is correct. But when we talked, do you remember that conversation?
Yes, I do, fully.
Okay. Okay, enough said. Enough said. Whatever y'all work out is fine with me.
Right.
Okay.
Well, I think it's my duty as the host of the show to let the whole grudge world know that Dog owe nobody no punk out. The team or the gentleman agreed to call the race off along with Willie Dog. So, therefore, Dog owes nobody no punk out. So we got this taken care of. And let me explain to y'all, ladies and gentlemen. When we lock up this money, it's serious. The reason why I got this, jumped on this, is because if it was you, you would want your money. If somebody did you like that, which if this wasn't the case, honor your punk out in 2013. Unless you can get some sort of agreement with your opponent, just like Willie Dog done.
And all right, Joe, like can I say something right quick? Get out of here.
Go ahead.
All right, so I got two things to say now. One thing I want to say, I'm going to commend you again, Joe. I want to commend you for being fair with it. I want to thank Big Greg. I want to thank Eyes and Jim Winston and Mustang Walker and all them so we can come understand it. The reason I said it is just like you just said, Joe, if a man don't pay no punk out, we're going to blackball him. We don't care who he is. If a man don't
That's
pay
right.
a punk out, he ain't welcome in the grudge scene until he pay that punk out. But another thing I'm finna do, I just called Big Greg as my doggone lawyer, because I know ever since I've been knowing the big fella, he's been a fair joker. Do you agree with that, Joe? He's been a fair joker
ever
since you know him.
Yes, I agree 150%. He get on me if I'm wrong.
Okay, I got to say one thing now. I'm finna say one thing now, and it ain't to kick him in the nuts. It's just my opinion, too. I'm 110%. With Mississippi Joe on that on a joker jumping out of one car to another, you forget shit. The reason I say that now, let me explain why I say that. If you got cars going faster, the gangster boobs going and the mother cars, it's hell to get out of it. And me driving the gangster boo first, I know you have to damn near burn the gangster boo in, sit there and clean the notches out and everything before it even get enough heat in there to turn the fuel the water pump on. So with him forgetting to turn the water pump on, his mind might have been on something else. And like I said, Tony one of the best at doing this and shit. But if you got the car like the gangster boot, it's a complicated ass goddamn car. You got to damn near babysit that son of a bitch. And if it was my car, I'm just saying me, and I ain't trying to be nasty with nobody. If it was my car, I wouldn't want nobody to be messing with none other car at the track, period. If I had to deal with that gangster boot, because that's a touchy ass animal. because I know I sit in the seat of it. So with that being said, Drag, now Drag might do it because maybe he been doing it a long time. Him and Tony about the same longer, but this is the only way you could ever do two or three cars at one time and probably don't mess up. That's if you got the same person set all them cars up and you damn near got all the controls in the damn same place. That way you might not mess up. But as far as messing with two or three cars at the track, if a couple of them are some bad motherfuckers, one car is all I want to deal with. And I just wanted to say that because that is a hell of a talk with Joe. With that being said, thank you for letting me come on, and I'm still here listening.
All right, anytime. As I said last week on my show, I don't hate nobody. We may have disagreements and not get along, but I don't hate nobody, and I meant that. So with that being said, Lady A, we're going to open these mics up, all of them, and I'm going to let them go wild the last 30-something minutes of the show. And whoever wants to chime in and say something can. But first of all, by the way, if you're on here, you can say something.
Man, and then
second of all, I want King Scooby.
Hey Joe, before Bobby talk, I wanted to see what Drag wanted to say about that, you know, because I want to hear his feeling on it because, you know, I can learn some stuff too.
Okay, one moment, I'm gonna let Godfather get his last statement from the big fella Drag out of Chicago and voice his opinion. Then it'll be coming right to you, by the way. I just jump on here. All mics are open.
Well, you know, I think Bobby Wildchild agree with me what I'm saying, dog. When you're a focused driver in the car, you're not, you know, anything around you. You know, I'm a street racer first. You know, that's where I come from. And, you know, people try to get in your head. You know, they try to distract you. They try all those different tactics. And you know that. And just like the time when we ran Tony Bynes early part, last year, you know, a cowboy steady run over, you're going red light, like he's getting in my head. And I did turn the red on. But, you know, I went 397 red, for those who don't know, on a 400 tree. So that's not a red light from being nervous or messing up. That's darn near a perfect light for the people that don't know that. But anything you do or say, you can't rattle me in the car. I got a purpose in there. You know, first of all, my life is at stake in this car. So I'm super, super paying attention to what I'm doing. First thing I do when I fire a car over, I roll the motor over, then I click the ignition switch. Once it makes fire, I turn the fuel pump on. I turn the water pump on. That's mandatory before I even reach my hand to put the shifter in gear. Those things has to be on. So for Tony to miss that as a driver, I just can't see him doing it. And I'm speaking to you about that because of how I practice driving a race car. Those are things that you just don't miss. You know what I'm saying? As a driver, that's just like making a run, you know, and you're watching a guy and you're in a close race and you're side by side and you're crossing the finish line and you're so interested in did you win, you don't remember to pull the parachute.
Hello?
Yeah. He dropped.
Lady, get him back on, but right now we're going to go to Bobby Child.
Hey, why he getting him back on? Well, Joe, I'm going to have to differ with Big Drag by driving two different cars. I'm kind of like
him.
Hold on,
let me interrupt. Now, listen, y'all. I don't like opening everybody's mic because I know y'all can't do right. But I'm trying to do this. So I'm going to ask y'all, if you're not talking, mute your phones, please, with the utmost respect. Mute your phones. This is why I don't like to open everybody's mic. Mute your mic, your phones, if you're not talking. Please, now. Go ahead, Bobby.
Okay, like I said, I'm gonna have to differ with Big Drag. Driving two cars, and I have done that. I don't care what you say. It's a lot of stuff in those cars that are different. When you're rushing, number one, let me give you a simple example. Do you have the helmet in the other car? Do you have your jacket in there?
You see what I'm saying? When you're running from one car to the next car, you ain't got your helmet. You may be got it. You don't have it, and you're rushing. Number two is the RPM may be in a different ship plate. Your parachute may be handled in a different spot. So it's very hard to be very effective in driving two cars than driving one. If you drive in one car, it's just like driving your regular vehicle. It's automatic. Okay, I work for UPS. We get in a different truck. I'm just saying it's different. The guest ship isn't the seat different or whatever, this and that. But the regular truck I drive, I ain't got to think about what I'm doing. So to be real effective, you'll be more effective driving one car because you already know what all those cars drive different. I don't care what it is. I don't care how smooth, how whatever it is. But I have to agree a little bit more with you, Mississippi Joe, and Dog, that it ain't easy driving two cars. I don't care. I done it. I done tried it. And to be more effective, you can be more effective driving one than you can two. That's the way I see it. That's my opinion. And you know, it's just hard to do two of them at the same time. It's just hard.
It's different strokes for different folks.
Well, that's true too. But I don't care what.
Anybody else
want to
jump in and elaborate on that? Or say anything, feel free.
What's up, dog? Hey, man, yo. I want to talk about being on this eyes lockup, man. I understand that the lockup don't supposed to be paid, but the question still was never asked, what eyes asked, why they can't race.
Well, that wasn't, Roland, I'm going to be honest with you, that wasn't my business. That wasn't my business as a show host. My business was to get the thing straight about a lockup. You know, one thing about the real grudge world, we can't stand nobody if they call a lockup or lock up some money and don't honor it. I'm letting y'all know that we will and going to put you on blast if you lock up money and don't honor it, no matter who you are. If you lock up money and don't pay it, you will be put on blast. We have no tolerance for this in the grudge world. We don't need it. Right. So what I'm saying to you, Roland, it wasn't a big deal for me to find out why they can't race now. You know, my main goal was to make sure that nobody was being falsely accused and nobody was getting mistreated. And I've done that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, okay. So dog, would you do that race with eyes? Now, the lockup
died
away, but would you do that race with eyes?
Well, see, the thing about it, if we don't know. We don't know. We don't know. We'll know when we get there.
Oh, but at first you would do the race with him, but then you change your mind.
Okay. You got something you want to ask me directly? Yes, we was going to do the race. We had a conflict of interest. The man said he wanted Tony Bynes, me, a trigger man, or somebody to work on his car or to drive and test his car. Okay, we drive and test his car. Okay, look at that. I'm saying ill. Okay, just as the damn car fast as wheel. We'll be a damn fool to get it. We'll be a damn fool to race that race if the car might be faster than ours or faster. Then on the other hand, if he's slower than our car, I don't like taking advantage of nobody like that and then knowing I got advantage on somebody because I don't. It's just like if Mississippi Joe showed me his ticket on his car and I go around and tell everybody how fast.
Hey, Oz. Mississippi Joe.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
I was
being
taken out of the
car.
Yes.
I understand what Dawg was saying, but don't worry about it. We're taking a car to Coop Performance, so we're going to go down on your ass.
Hey, hold on a minute. Who ass you going down on?
I'm going down on you.
Okay. But lock it up. Hey, Mississippi Joe.
Yes.
Can I get in my race mode?
Yes, you can.
Motherfucker, lock the fuck it in. Lock the fuck in then, bitch, if you want to do it. Lock it in.
Hey, my car.
Okay, well, shut the fuck up then. Now, if you want to lock the fuck in, head up, lock the fuck in. You can get any tree you want, any goddamn land you want, and we can go to eight other fucking corners.
Hey, can't nobody hold my money as good as I can hold my own money. I don't lock in nothing,
okay,
but
you,
I will.
You don't need to be on the show.
We talking about Chucky now. We talking about my car against Little Red Riding Hood. What's your car? Who is this? This Mustang Walker.
Mustang Walker. You got the back tie. You got the back tie in your car at Lena, Mississippi. You got the back tie for life. Any goddamn car you sit in, you got the back tie for life.
Oh,
now you
want to
lock 500 on that and we wrestling you in your money?
I don't drive no more. Cause you, the race
check
word, you're going to let me.
I don't care. As long as it's your blue Mustang that you got the back tie for your, as long as you breathing.
Oh, so the race doesn't change. I've been spraying.
No, you asked me. You said your car. Yes, the race doesn't change. You changing cars, goddammit. Otherwise, you're wasting up the goddamn showtime.
Hey,
oh, goddamn way. You from Alabama. You from the lower part of Alabama. You ain't too fucking bright no goddamn way.
Hey, dog. So what you saying? You'll get a little red riding hood and a man with a little old socks and 50 car with no wheelie bar, you get one to hit.
Hey, listen to me, sir.
Right?
If you want to negotiate a goddamn race, negotiate it. Goddamn it, we ain't getting your man bitch in the world to hit. You want to hit, go out in the backyard and hit your goddamn ass inside the damn tree out there.
Real talk. Why did you really stop the race? Real talk. Why did you just ask the bag off?
Hey, Joe, they can ask me these questions. I can go ahead and ask them, Joe.
Yeah, go ahead. You said why did I really off the race?
Okay, if you listen, I tried to explain it in detail. I just told you, if we testing this car, we know how fast it is. If it's faster than our car, we'd be a damn fool to race it. If he's slower, I don't like to take advantage of nobody like that. I can't drive nobody's car and know exactly what to do and then try to give him a spot and beat him out his money. I don't play that way.
Well, I mean, what's wrong with the driver driving the car? You ain't supposed to drive the car. You're not supposed to drive the car. I mean,
hold on a minute. Maybe somebody else can explain to him what I'm trying to say. He ain't getting it from me.
Hey, Joe.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
So every car y'all told him he's driving, you saying?
What you say?
Every car that y'all tune, you drive. Is that what you saying?
Who you talking to, me or Joe?
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
I don't tune no cars.
I just got to think about something.
Every car that Lil Mo tune, you drive.
No, I don't. Fact of the matter, I ain't driving no car Lil Mo tune. But my point I'm trying to make to you, either I was going to drive it, or Tony Bynes, or Sugar Man was going to drive it. So one of the three of us was going to know. According, if you run the truck, we all drive the truck. So we know exactly what each truck or the car going to do.
I understand what you're saying. I wouldn't drive the car and then turn around and race the man. That's wrong. So I understand.
That's what I'm trying to show you. That's what I'm saying. I feel like if I drive a man's car and I know how fast he is, if he's slower than me and I give him a spot and beat him, I'm taking advantage of the man. I ain't gonna do that. I ain't gonna never do that.
Right. But the only thing we're gonna do is tune the car and I was driving. But it looks like I was getting taken out of the seat and y'all was gonna drive the car once you
if they sent the car down here, they sent the car down here, Jim wanted Lil Mo to tune on the car and get it right. He always said I was his driver. But if he sent it down here and Lil Mo tune on it and either me, Tony Bynes or Trigger Man drove it, we're gonna know how fast it's gonna go. And if eyes get back in, we still gonna know how fast it's gonna go. We gonna put it on the best it's gonna go, and it don't care who drives it. We know this.
Right.
Hey, dog.
Right.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
This week, what's going on?
Hey, brother, what's up, man? What's up, man?
Hey, what up, Joe?
Hey, what's up? 901 bad boy. You heard a tweet on that phone tonight, so it looks like it's gonna be a couple of us in this 29 thing. You heard the tweet, then?
Hey, Joe, I heard it got you riled up too.
I heard a tweet getting on your ass.
It's a big rivalry. It's been a long time brewing.
I heard a tweet.
Can't wait.
I
I heard a tweet getting on your ass. You know, a tweet don't scare me. Don't no motherfucker scare me. But look, on your topic. Yeah, I don't like no whole lot of people driving my cars either. I don't like one person driving my car. But the baddest person in the world that did that, tune drove, worked on all of them, and did it good was Harold Gardner. He was the baddest person that did that. He used to drive 20 cars and worked on all of them and tuned all of them. Harold Gardner done that for many years. And he was good at it, too.
You got to remember one point I said. You can do it if you're the one sending cars up and you know where all the controls normally is in the same spot. You got to damn near have them in the same spot. But maybe he was he driving cars that was fast with, or was he just driving mediocre cars?
He was driving fast cars, but that's why I said that, because he was the one setting the cars up. He was setting them up, pulling them, and driving them.
Yeah, he was, Whit. You're right. But it takes a good one to do that, don't it, Whit?
Yeah, he was bad, but I didn't like it. I don't like but one person driving my car. I don't want him driving no other car, because you right what you said, Joe. You got to be focused, and then them cars so fast right now. You know, like, I got two cars. One car, the parachute on the down on the floor. The other car, the parachute up top, you know, and you get confused with all that stuff. And I just like one person driving one car. I think it's more better for the driver and the car.
I'm glad you said that, Whit. I'm going to tell you one thing. When I got Joe them car, the gangster boot, I got Joe them car. It was in Nate trailer. I went out there and sat in that car one night for 4 fucking hours. 4 hours. Just out there going over the car, just going through the motions of knowing where everything at, just by sight. Then I cut out all the light and blindfold myself. Make sure I know what I was doing.
Yeah, that was right. Another thing I want to say. You got people like Mustang Walker. He's a good guy. And ain't nothing wrong with him. I love him to death. But his point was, he didn't make no point out of all the whole Joe show up. He came on and didn't make no point, because them people had already got that understood about the lockup and all that. And he came on and made all this motherfucking commotion about nothing. He still didn't make a point about what he was saying.
That's because they didn't give him the whole story. See, they just gave him one side of the story and pushed it down. Because he did say that he didn't know the whole story. Once he heard the whole story, it was a no-brainer. It was a no-brainer. I didn't want to put Mississippi Joe in the middle of it because it's his show. And I didn't want to say he was trying to take over all the what you call him, because it was his show. So we brought a neutral man in and got it straight.
Well, I agree with you. Mustang Walker ain't said shit that made no sense. I agree.
Yeah.
I do agree.
Right. And look, and another thing, though. I can't talk bad to tweet right now, but it's gonna be coming. I just need to make a few hits, get to a track, and make me a couple hits, and get the bugs out. But tweet and get his ass in line.
Hey, is tweet a bad motherfucker or something? Y'all, tweet must be a bad bitch.
He's bad.
What he gonna do with a 29W on though?
Yeah.
The motor car was fast, Joe.
Hey, Joe, Drag did say he want to get back on, so somebody might want a 380. He did want to come back on, Joe.
Drag is on. Go ahead, Drag. Oh, yeah, Drag. Big fella, I want to tell you, everybody has went against what you said about, you disagreed with me. But I just want to let you know that 4 or 5 people has came on and disagreed with what you said.
No, we didn't disagree. We didn't disagree with what he said. We didn't disagree. I just made a point that me, myself, my own opinion, I don't want one person driving my car. And I didn't disagree with Drake, because I told her, Harold did it, and he did it good.
With Bobby Wildchild and the Godfather did, and I...
Okay.
I'm
just saying I did.
That was my opinion, but like I said, it can be done, and I told you why. That's why I gave it, and like I said, ain't that wrong with what Joe said, because Joe was going from his one standpoint, which Joe had Joe got a better standpoint than anybody else, because he's talking about his car, and he understands about that boo, how tough that boo is, and anybody just can't get in it and try to drive 3 or 4 different cars, and he ain't lying about that. I agree with that. He's saying Drag got a good system. He got his mind in, and can't nobody bother him. And he got a good system, so he might do it.
Hey, Joe.
But yeah, but when you
Once again, Dre, I didn't say it couldn't be done. Only thing I'm saying here, that you more effectively driving one car. And I don't care. I didn't say that you can't get out my car and then drive down car. But if you driving my car at the track, unlike the other gentleman, I think you'd be more effective driving my car all day long on Fat Tuesday and Sunday winter than you would to be trying to drive my car and dog cutting somebody else. I think you'd be more effective, you know, to execute what you got to do.
Me as a driver, I've been in some tough situations in these race cars, so I've learned to respect them. So I'm not going to be rattled. And I'm not going to be rushed. You know, anybody that knows Tony Vines, he's a king of going in and turning on both buds. If you remember, when we ran him, he did that same thing on me. And I made him win because he's not going to rush me. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not going in until I'm ready to go in. So you cannot bring me in. I'm a seasoned veteran. You know,
that's a good example, Greg. But how many people out there like you? Just like you just said, though, the average joker down, go ahead and put them double bulbs on it, they lose all their sense of what they're supposed to be doing.
That's what I'm telling you about being focused as a driver. You can't do that to me. If Tony can mess around and burn himself down, fumbling with me talking about going in that double bulb.
Well, look at here. You got to take it in, Greg. Now, you're being a experienced driver. Now, you know if a man go there and turn on double bulb, and if that clock is on automatic start, you know you got within 7 seconds to get in there. You know what I'm saying?
Three bulbs got to be on before that happens. Three bulbs got to be on.
Yep, that's true.
Big Dread, Big Dread, you got big balls.
Bobby Cole was a good driver.
You want to hear something funny about that? That particular car that I drove was hard as hell to get in. I got in there, this is my younger days now. I got in that car, Bobby Wildchild, and it was just as hard to get out as it was to get in. Now, let me listen to the story. The police came. We on the street racing. I got away from them, Bobby. I ran from the police. I got away. That's how I got caught, Bobby. They caught me trying to get out the car.
Yeah, they had to find him out.
The police called me trying to get out of the car. It was so funny to them. They told me, if you don't get your big ass out of here, we're going to lock you up. Am I lying, kid?
No, you ain't lying. That's true.
Oh.
Hey,
we clean away, man. Drove about 3 or 4 blocks from the police. Gone. Just me up.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
And we're doing.
Hello?
Yeah.
What? What's up, Big Joe? Mississippi Joe, dog, drag everybody, nephew.
What's happening, nephew?
I just want to get a little treatment on, you know, my experience with seeing on what y'all talking about.
Hey, nephew.
Yeah, I do think that is very, very difficult. I mean, that's one person driving more than one car at the same time is very difficult. That's a lot of work.
That's true.
Don, now, could you agree to something that I said for one thing in your life?
That's what took me so long to master wine button, because she would have said it first, and I just couldn't agree.
Hey,
but
hey,
the truth is the truth. That is very difficult.
Hey, nephew.
Yeah.
I do have a question for you. Lumps, send that money on up to Chicago, man.
Well, who is that? Who is that?
This kid. Lumps, send that money on up here to Chicago, man.
Yeah, Lump, that's my dog, that Lumpin' Doggy.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey,
I'm
sorry, I want to
invite y'all. Lady A, I want you to go down the line to find a comment. We about to get on off this thing. Lady A, go ahead and give everybody a chance to find a comment. Go down the line, Lady A.
She going to sleep, Joe. Well, listen here. Can I do my final comment? Tomorrow, my birthday, and I'm inviting all y'all to come to Unadilla, Georgia, 2030 Pine Street, right here. I'm having a birthday party, so y'all might want to come on and help me celebrate my 50-something birthday. You too, dog.
I ain't going to be able to make it. I got to go to work.
All right.
Hey, good show, Joe. Good show. Appreciate everything, man. Appreciate you being 100 with you. I was the first one to agree with Joe. Not doggone Bobby Child. He just came in second.
Right, that is true. All right,
I'm calling you my mic.
whoever line we got open, come on, speak. Final comments. Wait,
Drag Joe. Just saying, you got a good show, man. That was a really good show, good topic, and that was a good subject about having a one driver with multiple cars. That's a really good subject.
Thank you, big fella. Thank you.
All right, Joe. I want to say good night, Joe.
Okay, kid. We glad to have you, man.
All right. Take care.
Oh, okay. Anybody else? Wait. Hello.
What up, Joe? Good show. I just want to say, man. You boys better get in the fast lane. Don't get in the turning lane this year. I'm going to be in the fast lane.
Hey, you got to stand up. I'm going to be honest.
Y'all going to be in the turning lane or the fast lane?
Well, it looks like you finna put us in the turning lane. You and Tweet coming over here tonight, and you doing it all the year starting off. Look like we're
going to
go in the turning lane. Ain't no shame in my game.
Everybody, it's going down.
But you, like I said on my show last Friday, it remains to be seen, don't it, Witch?
Yeah, Witch, you better do
right.
It, though, because Joe's going to get on me and your ass, because you know you heard it what he said last week. We know he was talking about me and you.
One thing about it, dog, I heard when he said he's going to be watching Tweet, I'm going to be watching him.
A young fella told me, don't watch me, just watch the moves I make. Mississippi Joe.
Yeah.